You know the garage I'm building? It's about just a little smaller than this.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you. అష్టవృత్తశ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తివేదాంత గోస్వామి మహారాజీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయం తేల ప్రవిష్టో విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిబ్రజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహారాజీల ప్రభుపాదికి ఆనందకోడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి రామాచార్యశీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి అహింసహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోవినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన్ ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురపురి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర్ ప్రేమనంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ బాడీ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ బాడీ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ బాడీ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అని శ్రీ గౌరవ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ శ్రీ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద నమో విష్ణు ప్రదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రసాద భూగలేశం విభక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వదేవం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ్య గృహీతాంగం మాం ఉద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్ శ్రీమల్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోర్స్తవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వన్నో యత ప్రభో నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వభావ ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖశమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం జన్మాద్యస్య యతోన్వయాదితరదశ్చార్తేషు అభిజ్ఞస్వరా తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృదయ ఆది కవయే ముహ్యంది ఎల్ సూరయం తేజో వారి మృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృష ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్త కుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత కైదవోత్ర వరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవం అత్ర వస్తు శివదం తావత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్ అవరుధ్యదేత్ర కృతిభిః శుశ్రూషుభిః తర్క్షణాల్ నిగమకల్పదరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుకముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుధం పిబద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసికా భువి భావుకాః సచ్చిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోల్పత్యాదిహేతవే తావత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నుమాం యం ప్రవ్రజందం అనుపేదం అపేదకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాతరం ఆజుహావ పుత్రేది తన్మయదయత్తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిం ఆనదోస్మి యస్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపం అతిథిదీర్షదాం తమోంధం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనం ఉపయామి గురుం మునీనాం నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయేల్ కమనీయ కిశోర ముగ్ధమూర్తే కళవేణు కొణిదాదృదానందో మమ వాచి విజృంభదా మురారే మధురిం న కణికాపి కాపిగావీ నమాం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇది నామినే നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശതാരിണി ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരികഥോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണം ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യ പരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂക്കം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ Last Sunday, we had discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam from the 10th canto the talks between Krishna and Rukmini, and later on also how Rukmi was killed by Balaram when Aniruddha's marriage happened in Bhojakandam. That's where the marriage was celebrated, and Krishna was Balaram got very upset with Rukmi, and Balaram eventually took his pistol, like the mortar and the pistol, it is one of Balaram's weapons. He took that and smashed Rukmi's head. And Krishna at that point acted as though he has nothing to do with Rukmi, nothing to do with Rukmini, nothing to do with Balaram. That was Krishna's mood. Krishna caught hold of the hand of Rukmini and told her, "Can you call Aniruddha and his wife? I'm on my way back to Dwaraka," Krishna says. So Rukmini called Aniruddha and his wife, who was granddaughter of Rukmi, and they all just went back to Dwaraka. Krishna never spoke one word about it either to Rukmini or to Balaram, because Krishna felt that if he said something, that if he has appreciated what Balaram has done, then Rukmini will be upset. But on the other hand, if Krishna has told Balaram that what you did was wrong, then Balaram will be upset. So Krishna says, "I have nothing to do with this or that. I am from Dwaraka, I am on my way home," he said, and went back to Dwaraka. All these pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam is showing to us that in the householder life, so many different groups will come from different places, and one shouldn't get involved too much in this group business, because of it complicates the situation further. And Krishna always kept an independent position. Griheshu Adhidivadal Vasan. That was Krishna's policy always as far as the householder life was concerned. Griheshu Adhidivadal Vasan. Just like a guest, Krishna stayed and continued with the householder life. So Srimad Bhagavatam in many instances were very much scrutinized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and many others for the understanding of the Krishna's different activities in this material world. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly had Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami was Mahaprabhu's, one of the six Goswamis to whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a special benediction to become an expert in discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. If you look at Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami's life, you will find this, that Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami was the son of Tapana Mishra. Tapana Mishra was a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Tapana Mishra, when he was living in East Bengal that time, came to hear about Mahaprabhu's pastime. So when he came to hear about Mahaprabhu's pastime, he wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and join the Sankirtana movement. So at that time, Tapana Mishra had very little opportunity, but somehow or the other, it so happened that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to come to the village where Tapana Mishra was living. Taking advantage of that opportunity, a simple devotee who was Tapana Mishra went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked for his shelter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was such that he instructed Tapana Mishra that he should leave home and go to Benares and live there. So Tapana Mishra proceeded to Benares, and that is where Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami was born. So Tapana Mishra and Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami were living in Benares. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, at some time I will be visiting Benares on my way to Vrindavanam, and he will take that opportunity to spend some time with Tapana Mishra. As promised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, later date, on his way to Vrindavanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Vrindavanam, and in Manikarniya Ghat, while in the morning Mahaprabhu was bathing in Ganges, Ganga River, at that time Tapana Mishra met him. So for a few months, Tapana Mishra invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay home and to accept his hospitality. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed with Tapana Mishra a few months. It was during that time Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, who was only a young boy, got attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and his activities, particularly standing the holy name and Mahaprabhu's enjoying the Srimad Bhagavatam. After that incident, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travelled to Vrindavanam, and on his way back from Vrindavanam, back to Jagannath Puri, where Mahaprabhu spent most of his time, as per the agreement with Shashimada, his mother, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother. So on the way back, also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Benares and he spent some time with Chandrasekhara Acharya, who was also another devotee of Mahaprabhu. During that time, Tapana Mishra invited Mahaprabhu to come home for bhiksha or the prasadam, and Mahaprabhu accepted that offer from Tapana Mishra, being a good devotee. So later on, Tapana Mishra invited, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited Tapana Mishra and Raghunatha Bhatta to come to Neelachalam, that is to Jagannath Puri. After many years, when one's devotees were travelling to Jagannath Puri, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami took that opportunity to go with them to Jagannath Puri. So it so happened that when Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami arrived in Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see him. And not only that, Mahaprabhu engaged Raghunatha Bhatta, has grown up by now, and engaged him in cooking for Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Apparently, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami spent about eight months in Jagannath Puri, Neelachalam, and then he came back to Benares. So before he came back to Benares, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he should study Srimad Bhagavatam thoroughly under Vaishnava in Benares, and Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami took that instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his life and soul. So Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami came to Benares, and for 4 years he studied Srimad Bhagavatam to his heart's content. He had an excellent opportunity to study Srimad Bhagavatam in Benares. Benares was a place where there were so many scholars, Vaishnava scholars and impersonalists also. So Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami took that opportunity to study Srimad Bhagavatam extremely well. Because of that, during the next visit, after 4 years, when Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami went back to Nilachalam again to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu engaged Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami to read Srimad Bhagavatam. And one of the routine things what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carried out in Jagannath Puri was to regularly attend every single day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Nilachalam and Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami was there in Nilachalam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened to Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami and told him that he should go to Vrindavanam now. And it was on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's request that Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami arrived in Vrindavanam. Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he should spend his time in association with Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So when Rupa, Sanatana and Raghunatha Bhatta, they met together, the three Goswamis, they met together, always the topic of discussion was Srimad Bhagavatam. And the rest of the life, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami spent his time in Vrindavanam simply in the association of Rupa and Sanatana and Srimad Bhagavatam. This was the life of Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. Because of all this, among all the Goswamis, particularly Rupa and Sanatana, relished listening to Srimad Bhagavatam from Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. Often Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami used to read Srimad Bhagavatam and Rupa and Sanatana used to listen to that and they used to have very in-depth discussions on Srimad Bhagavatam with Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. So Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami had the special mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Apart from that, you will also find another personality among Mahaprabhu's close associates. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar and Srivas. Gadadhar Prabhu was also had the same mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar was born as this in Bengal and had long time spent his time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the Sankirtana movement. But at the same time, Gadadhar was always concerned that he may not be able to spend more time with Mahaprabhu when Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri. It was then that Gadadhar decided at that point that he is going to spend the rest of his life in Jagannath Puri, feeling the separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So once Gadadhar came to Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged Gadadhar to live in the Tota Gopinath temple, where that is the Gopinath's deity, where eventually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. He got himself merged into Tota Gopinath's lotus feet. So it was there that that Gadadhar Pandit was requested to stay and continue the worship there. And the many years when Gadadhar Prabhu spent the times in Tota Gopinath's temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regularly in the afternoon went to Tota Gopinath temple to hear reading of Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. This is all in the recorded history. That Gadadhar Prabhu read Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu released Srimad Bhagavatam from hearing from Gadadhar Prabhu. Because for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna is Srimad Bhagavadakhyoyam Pratyaksha Krishna Mevahi. Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. This was Mahaprabhu's position always. And in order to propagate the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the special mercy to Gadadhar and Gadadhar spent the rest of his life reading Srimad Bhagavatam in Jagannath Puri. This is the history. So you will find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown special mercy to devotees like Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami and Gadadhar Prabhu and in through the process of reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, Gadadhar Prabhu felt very lonely and also feeling the separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was at that time Srinivas Acharya came to see Gadadhar Prabhu in Jagannath Puri. Srinivas Acharya heard from China, many other sources that Jagannath Puri was the place to go to, and also he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam when Gadadhar Prabhu read Bhagavatam. So with the intention, with the desire to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, he came to Jagannath Puri. Srinivas Acharya came to Jagannath Puri. But unfortunately, Gadadhar Prabhu told Srinivas Acharya that he had only one copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken in Jagannath Puri, sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take Srimad Bhagavatam and read himself Srimad Bhagavatam. While reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and due to falling in the ecstasy, in the ecstatic mood, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced at that time, tears that came from Mahaprabhu used to wet the Srimad Bhagavatam book. And the book eventually became so wet that Gadadhar says that I could not read it anymore. And he showed his helplessness to Srinivas Acharya. And it was then that Srinivas Acharya was instructed by Gadadhar to go to Vrindavanam and take the association of Jiva Goswami. Srinivas Acharya came to Vrindavanam and spent the remaining part with Jiva Goswami, from whom Jiva Goswami taught Srimad Bhagavatam to Srinivas Acharya. So all these great personalities who have taken Krishna consciousness as their life and soul, at some point in time in their life, they had taken the association and shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, which you can find in the history of all these personalities. So I was mentioning this because Srimad Bhagavatam is, as is mentioned in the Vedic literature, that among all the Puranas, Bhagavatam has a very special position. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the literature that Srila Prabhupada presented to this world as the solution in the age of Kali, as a solution to the age of Kali. In many instances, Prabhupada was particularly conscious of this fact that Srimad Bhagavatam has the capacity or the capability to alleviate the distress of the human society in the age of Kali, because it was specifically intended for the people of Kali. That was the important message in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, coming back to Bhagavatam, where we were stopped last Sunday, I will read that chapter because we have already discussed how Rukmi was killed by Balaram. And after that, another important pastime of Krishna with Lord Shiva together in the battle, in the war against Banasura, who was a devotee of Lord Shiva. We'll come to that story after this next chapter. Chapter 61, Canto 10, Chapter 61. Shri Shuka Vaja Egaiga Shasta Krishnasya Putranda Shadashabala Ajijananavaman Pidu Sarvatma Sambada Griha Adhanavagam Vichya Raja Utro Chidam Stidam Prashtam Nyamam Sada Swam Swam Nadatattva Vidastriya Chau Abjagosha Vadana Yada Bahunetram Sapremaha Sarasavi Chidaval Gujal Paihi Samohida Bhagavado Namano Vijedam Swervi Brahme Samashagan Manida Vibhumnam Smayavalogalavadarshida Bhavahari Brumandala Prahida Saurada Mandra Shoundehi Patnyastu Shodasha Sahasram Anangabane Yasendriyam Vimadhidam Karanairna Sheku Itam Brahmabadimavapya Padim Striyasta Brahmadayobi Navidu Padavim Yadiyam Bejur muda viradam edhidayanuragam hasavaloganava sangamala alasadhyam pratyudgamasana vararhana padashaujam tambula vishramana vijana gandam alyehi kesha prasara shayana snavano baharir dasi shadam abhivipor vithadusmadhasyam tasam shiadasha putranam krishna strinam purodida ashtomahishasal putran pradyumnadin grinamidem Charudeshna Sudeshnascha Charudehascha Viryavan Sujarushcharu Guptascha Bedrajarustatha Para Charujandro Vijarushcha Charushcha Dashamo Hare Pratyumna Pramukha Jada Rukminyam Navama Pidum
ഭാനു സുഭാനു സോർഭാനു പ്രഭാനുർഭാനു മാം സദാ ചന്ദ്രഭാനുർ ബൃഹൽ ഭാനു അധിമാനു സദാഷ്ടമാം ശ്രീഭാനു പ്രതിഭാനുശ്ച സത്യഭാമാത്മജാ ദശാം സാംബ സുമിത്ര പുരുജി ചതജിച്ച സഹസ്രജിൽ വിജയ ചിത്രകേതുശ്ച വസുമാൻ ദ്രവിഡ ക്രതോ ജാംബവത്യാ സുധാ ഹേദേ സാംബാദ്യാ പിതൃസമ്മദാഹം വീരശ്ചന്ദ്രോസ്വശേനശ്ച ചിത്രകുർവേർഗവാൻ മൃഷ ആമ ശങ്കുർവസു ശ്രീമാൻ കുന്തിർ നഗ്നജിതേ സുതാഹ ശ്രുതകവിർവൃഷോ വീര സുബാഹുർഭദ്രമേഖല ശാന്തിർദശ പൂർണമാസ കാളിന്ത്യാ സോമഗോ വരാം പ്രഘോഷോ ഗാത്രവാൻ സിംഹോ ബലപ്രബലമൂർധ്വഗ മാദ്രിയാ പുത്ര മഹാശക്തി സഹമോജോ അപരാജിതാഹ മൃഗോ ഹർഷോ അനിലോ ഗൃധ്രോ വർദ്ധനോ അന്നാദമേവജ മഹാശഭാവനോ വന്യർ മിത്രവിന്ദാത്മജാക്ഷുതീം സംഗ്രാമജിൽ ബൃഹത്സേനാ ശൂര പ്രഹരണോ രിജിൽ ജയസുഭദ്രോ ഭദ്രായ വാമമായുശ്ച സത്യഗാഹ ദീപ്തിമാംസ്താമ്രതം റോക്താഭ്യാം രോഹിണ്യാം സ്തനയാ ഹരേ പ്രദ്യുനാചാനിരുദ്ധോബുൽ രുക്മവത്യാം മഹാബലാം പുത്രയാം തു രുക്മിണോ രാജൻ നാംനാം ഭോജകടേ പുരേ ഏതേഷാം പുത്രപൗത്രാശ്ച ബഭൂവ് കോടിശോ നൃപാം മാതര കൃഷ്ണജാതാനാം സഹസ്രാണി ജഷോഡശാം കഥം രുക്മിരി പുത്രായ പ്രാദാദുഹിതരം യുധി കൃഷ്ണേന പരിഭൂതസ്ഥം ഹന്തും രന്ധ്രം പ്രതീക്ഷതേ ഏതദാഖ്യാഹിമേ വിദ്വാൻ ദ്വഷോർ വൈവാഹികം വിധാം അനാഗതമതീതം ച വർത്തമാനമതീന്ദ്രിയം വിപ്രകൃഷ്ടം വ്യവഹിതം സമ്യക് പശ്യന്തി യോഗിനം ശ്രീശുക ഉവാചാം ഗുരുതസ്വയം വരെ സാക്ഷാ അനഗംഗോംഗത യുതസ്ഥയാ രാജ്ഞാ സമേതാ നിർജിത്യ ജഹാരേകരഥോ യുധീം യദ്യപ്യനുസ്മരൻ വൈരം രുക്മി കൃഷ്ണാവമാനിത വെതരൽ ഭാഗിനിയായ സുതാം കുറുവൻ സുസുപ്രിയം രുക്മിന്യാസ്തനയാം രാജൻ കൃതവർമ്മസുതോ ബലി ഉപയേമി വിശാലാക്ഷിം കന്യാം ചാരുമതീം ഖിലാം ദൗഹിത്രായ നിരുദ്ധായ പൗത്രീം രുക്മി ദധാധരേം രോചനാം ബദ്ധവൈരോപീ സുസു പേചകീർഷയ ജാനന്ന ധർമ്മം ദദ്യൗനം സ്നേഹഭാഷാനുബന്ധനാം തസ്മിന്നഭ്യുദയേ രാജൻ രുക്മിണി രാമകേശവോ പുരം ഭോജകടം ജഗ്മു സാംബ പ്രദ്യുനഗാദയാം തസ്മിൻ നിവൃത്തമുദ്വാഹേ കാലിംഗ പ്രമുഖാ നൃപാഹ ദൃപ്താസ്തേ രുക്മിണം രോജുർ ബലം അക്ഷയർ വിനിർജയാം അനക്ഷജ്ഞോ അഹയം രാജൻ അഭി തദ്വസനം മഹൽ ഇത്യുക്തോ ബലമാഹൂയം തേനാക്ഷയ രുക്മി ദീവ്യതാം ശതം സഹസ്രമൈതം രാമസ്തത്രാദദേപണം തന്തോ രുക്മജയത്രം കാലിംഗ പ്രാഹസൽബലം ബന്ധാൻ സന്ദർശയന്നുച്ചൈ ആമർഷ്യൽ തദ്ധരായുധാം ചതോലക്ഷം രുക്മഗൃഹ്ണ ഗ്ലഹം ദൈത്രാജയാദ്ബല ജിതവാനഹമിത്യാഹാരുക്മി കൈതവമാശ്രിത മന്യുനാ ക്ഷുഭിത ശ്രീമാൻ സമുദ്രമിവ വർവണി ജാത്യാരുണോക്ഷാത്യാരുണാക്ഷോ അതിരുഷ അർബുദം ഗ്ലഹമാദദേ തം ചാഭിചിതവാൻ രാമോ ധർമ്മേണ ചലമാശ്രിത രുക്മീചിതം മയാത്രേ മേ വദന്തു പ്രാശ്നികാമിതി തഥാ ബ്രവീന്നഭോ ഭാണി തവാ ബ്രവീന്നവോ ഭോ വാണി ബലേനൈവ ചിതോ ഗ്ലഹ ധർമ്മദോ വചനേനൈവ രുക്മി വദതി വൈമൃഷ താമനാദൃത്യ വൈദർഭോ ദുഷ്ടരാജന്യ ചോദിത സംഘർഷണം പരിഹസൻ ബഭാഷേ കാലചോദിതാഹ നൈവാക്ഷഗോവിതോ യൂയം ഗോപാലോ വനഗോചര അക്ഷേർദിവ്യന്തി രാജാനോ ബാണൈശ്ചന ഭവാദൃശാം ബാണൈശ്ചന ഭവാദൃശാം ഇത് ശ്രീമത്ഭാഗ ബാണൈശ്ചന ഭവാദൃശാം രുക്മിന്നൈവമധിക്ഷിപ്തോ രാജമിശ്ചോപഹാസിതാഹ ക്രുദ്ധപരികമുദ്യമ്യ ജഗ്നീതം നിർണസംസതി കലിംഗരാജം തരസാ ഗൃഹീത്വാ ദശമേ പദേ ദന്ധാനപാതയിൽ ക്രുദ്ധോ യോഹസദ്വിരുദേർദ്വിജൈഃ അന്യേ നിർഭിന്ന ബാഹുരുശിരസോ രുധിരോക്ഷിതാഹ രാജാനോ ദുദ്രഗുർഭീത ബലേന പരിഖാർദ്ധിതാഹ നിഹതേ രുക്മിണി സ്യായേനാബ്രവീൽ സാധ്വസാധുവ രുക്മിണീബലയോ രാജൻ സ്നേഹഭംഗമയാൽ ഹരീം That was a word, Krishna was saying, Sneha Bhanga Bayal Hari, that Krishna did not want to upset Rukmini or Balaram. So, Nihade Rukmini Syalena Bravil Sadhu Asadhuva Rukmini Balayo Rajan Sneha Bhanga Bayal Hari, Tado Aniruddham Sahasurya Yavaram Ratham Samaropya Yukushasthalim Ramadayo Bhojagadal Dasharha Siddha Gilartha Madhusudana Shrayaham Iti Srimad Bhagavadeva Mahapurane Dashamaskande Uttararthe അനിരുദ്ധ വിവാഹേ രുക്മിവധോ നാമ ഏകഷഷ്ടി നമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ ദാറ്റ് വാസ് ദി ചാപ്റ്റർ വെയർ രുക്മി വാസ് കിൽഡ് ബൈ ലോർഡ് ബലറാം ആൻഡ് യു കെൻ സീ മെൻഷൻസ് ദർ ദാറ്റ്
Balaram was very annoyed, first due to Varuni, which was already inside, and secondly, it says there, Jatya Arunacho Adirushaha, that due to Varuni inside, the eyes have gone very reddish. He was looking very fearful and frightening. And with that Varuni inside, he became much more frightening to everybody there. And the anger that started from in his mind, that Balaram decided to kill Rukmi at that spot. Actually, if you remember, that Krishna had originally wanted to kill Rukmi even at the day of the marriage itself. And because Balaram told Krishna to spare his life, Krishna did not do that. Krishna let him go. At that time, Krishna decided, I will kill Rukmi with Balaram. And that was the decision Krishna has taken. This is how the Krishna's decisions are. So Krishna decided that this Rukmi should be killed by Balaram. And that is how it happened in that marriage. Then next chapter is the Banasura's story. Now, Shri Rajovajam. ബാണസനയാമൂഷാം ഉഭയമേയദൂത്തമ തത്ര യുദ്ധമഭൂൽഘോരം കരിശങ്കരയോർമഹൽ ഏതൽ സർവം മഹായോഗിൻ സമാഖ്യാതം ത്വമർഹസീം. പരീക്ഷിത് മഹാരാജ് ആസ്ക്ഡ് സുദേവ് ഗോസ്വാമി ദാറ്റ് ഐ ഹേർഡ് ദാറ്റ് ബാണസ് ഡോട്ടർ ഉഷ വാസ് മാരീഡ് ബൈ അനിരുദ്ധ ആൻഡ് ഡ്യൂറിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് ടൈം ദർ വാസ് എ വെരി സിവിയർ ഫൈറ്റ് ബിറ്റ്വീൻ ലോർഡ് ശിവ ആൻഡ് കൃഷ്ണ. And if you could explain to me the details of that fight, I'd be very grateful. The Parishad Maharaj says to Sukadeva Goswami. And Sukadeva Goswami in answer to that says, Shri Shukavaja, Bana Putra Shalajeshto Bera Asin Mahalpana Yena Vamana Rubaya Hare Dai Medini Tasya Aurasa Sudo Bana Shiva Bhaktirada Sada Manyo Vadanyo Dhimamsha Satya Sando Odrada Vradam. That Sukadeva Goswami says that Banasura, who is actually the son of Mahabali, he was the eldest son of Mahabali, and also Mahabali is well known already in the Srimad Bhagavatam. As you remember, in the 8th canto, due to the special benediction Vamanamurti has given, Krishna's appearance, Vamanamurti, to take the heavenly planets from from Mahabali and hand it over to the demigods. So that Krishna's appearance as Lord Vamana was to bless this great personality Mahabali. Although born in a demoniac family, in the demoniac race, Mahabali's activities, if you see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he was the leader of the demons in the heavenly planets when the war was going on. But at the same time, as far as the Brahmanyam quality is concerned, Mahabali was not behind anybody. He was also a devotee. Then, you see how Mahabali, although born as a leader of the demoniac group, still among the Mahajans or among the great pure devotees of Krishna, who knows about Krishna consciousness, Mahabali is one among them. Swayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumara Kabilo Manu Prahlado Janago Bhishma Belim Vaya Sagirvayam. They are the 12 Mahajans. Among them, Mahabali's name is mentioned. So it may appear that Mahabali was born in a demoniac race, but still he was able to change himself and become one of the greatest devotees of Krishna. That is the great success of Mahabali. Mahabali's success is that he appeared in the demoniac race, but still, in spite of that, how did Mahabali come to this position? This also one has to think. How come that Mahabali, who was born in a demoniac race, that Mahabali's the race is that Mahabali's associates were all very powerful demons, and they declared war against the demigods, particularly Aditi Devi's children, Indra and all. They were very upset with Mahabali when he conquered the whole heavenly planets. But in spite of that, you find here Mahabali became one of the 12 Mahajans, along with Lord Brahma. The list begins with Lord Brahma, Swayambhu, Sri Narada Maharshi, 4 Kumaras, Lord Shiva, Prahlad, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Kapila Vasudev, Swayambhu, Manu, Prahlado, Janago, Bhishma, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaga Maharaj, and then Bhishma, and then Mahabali.
So like that list goes on. So Mahabali managed to get to that position. Why? Because that is the great benefit Mahabali received due to taking the birth in the family of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, because of the special mercy what Krishna's Narasimha Murti has given to Prahlada, whenever Mahabali used to go for war with the demigods, even though no one has asked Mahabali to do it, he used to go to Prahlad Maharaj and take his benedictions. And when Prahlada lifted his hands and put on Mahabali's head, Vijayi Bhava, that you come out successfully in your war, Mahabali knew that there will be no war afterwards, because when these hands of Prahlada, what is the hand of Prahlada means? It means Narasimha Murti lives in that hand. Prahlada's hand is fully because of that special devotee Prahlada, to whom Prahlada Badra Badram De, that is how he was given the benediction by Narasimha Murti. On the strength of that, Prahlada gave this special benediction to Mahabali, and Mahabali became one of the greatest devotees. Although he had at instances the pride, the rajogunam in that demonic race was sometimes coming out, but still, in spite of that, Krishna gave him the devotion to his lotus feet, Krishna's lotus feet, and Mahabali got benefited from that. And that Mahabali's son, this Bana, the eldest one, was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Was one of the great devotees of Lord Shiva. And as usual, you can see that the taking birth in that demoniac race, what has caused the problem for Bana. Bana started worshipping Lord Shiva very seriously, because generally people who approach Lord Shiva for special benedictions, they want quick results. And Lord Shiva is also Kshipra Prasadi, very easily gives benediction to the devotees. And very easily gives a benediction. At the same time, Bana took advantage of that relationship. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find many, many instances where Lord Shiva's devotee getting into problems in different ways. There is this story of Bana. Later on, the story of story is there also of another demon, which comes at the end of this 10th canto. So here what was happened was Sri Shonidakhe Pure Ramya Sarajamagarolpura Tasya Shambho Prasadena Kingaram Ivade Amaram. That Shonidapuram was the place where Bana had his palace, and that's where he ruled from. And because of the special mercy from Lord Shiva, all his associates were very powerful. Then Sahasrabahurvadhyena Tandave Roshayan Mridam. Lord Shiva is very fond of dancing. I don't know whether you have seen this. Lord Shiva's one particular pose as Nataraja, when he is dancing pose. It is famous pose of Lord Shiva's dance. And in the twilight, in the evening, Lord Shiva engages in dancing with his associates, and that is known as Tandavam. Tandavam is a special dance. Lord Shiva engages with all his associates. And this Banasura went to Kailas to help Lord Shiva during the dancing, that he played the mridangam for Lord Shiva. And he had 1,000 hands, so you can imagine how many mridangas he could play at the same time. With 1,000 hands, Banasura played the mridangam and pleased Lord Shiva with his skill of playing mridangam. And that is what that particular line says. Sahasrabahu vadyena tandave toshayan mridam. Sahasrabahu, with the 1,000 hands, vadyena tandave toshayan mridam. That at the same time he played all the 500 mridangas at the same time and pleased Lord Shiva. Bhagavan sarvabhudesha sharanyo bhaktavalsala varena chandayamasa sadam vavre puradhivam. That Lord Shiva, being pleased with who is actually the repository of the all opulences, particularly knowledge and courage and all other opulences, he decided to give that mercy to Banasura. And not only that, asked Banasura whatever benediction he wants from Lord Shiva. Sa ekadaha girisham parshvastvam virya durmada kirirena arkavarnena samsparsham stalpadam bujam. That the Banasura had one problem. That Banasura says here that he pays his obeisances to Lord Shiva, touches his feet with his crown and says to Lord Shiva like this, that sa ekadaha girisham parshvastvam viryadurmadam kiridena arkavarnena samsparsham stalpadam bujam. It is a very interesting devotee, this Bana. He goes to Kailas and plays Mridangam and helps Lord Shiva in the dance. At the end of that, when Lord Shiva was pleased, Banasura says to him that from now on it is difficult for me to come to Kailas, he says. So what was the reason? Lord Shiva asked Bana, why you couldn't come to Kailas? Bana's palace was Shonidavaram, which was far away from Kailas. Bana says, the weather, the climate is not very conducive for me in Kailasam. So when Bana answers this to Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva understood the problem is not with the climate, the problem is with the head. That the head was not properly fixed. In other words, the ego started building up inside in Banasura's head. So up to this time, there was no problem to come. But after Lord Shiva has given benedictions and after a while, this is special with many, many devotees. First they start worshipping Lord Shiva. And after a while, Lord Shiva is very merciful and he offers many, many benedictions also to the devotee. So Bana has received many benedictions. He has built his palace very big. And then the next request to Lord Shiva was that if you could move on near to my palace, from Kailas, move to the palace. Because I can't come here, he says in a very nice way. The devotee is saying to the master, to Krishna, to Lord Shiva like this. So Lord Shiva thought at this time that this devotee is very special. He needs to be properly properly trained in his devotional service. Anyway, Lord Shiva moves to the palace to assist Bana and to help, to stay in Bana's palace outside. A special very big temple was built for Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, Sri Parvati, Ganesh and other son, Subramanyam, they all moved together as a family. They moved to Lord Shiva's, to Banasura's palace, where this new temple was built. So that is how this thing happened. And by now, Banasura's pride and arrogance was growing inside. Mahabali's son, first of all, and very powerful because of the special mercy from Lord Shiva. And all this has gone into Banasura's head too much. And he couldn't bear that pride, and that was coming out always. So any time when somebody asked Banasura, about Lord Shiva, he will say to them, Lord Shiva lives next to my house, he says. That is how it has come to the stage. Suppose you are staying near the temple and you tell people, Gokulananda is living next to me. If you say like that, how will it be? What will be that attitude? Instead of being worshipable Krishna's place, palace, or Krishna's abode, the temple, one should feel humble that one has been given the opportunity to come closer to Krishna. So, but instead, Banasura was speaking like this to people, that Lord Shiva is lying next door to me, or Lord Shiva comes and sees me when he wants to. I join him sometimes. More or less, that devotional feeling for Lord Shiva has gone away from Bana. So Bana is getting into trouble. This is one important thing, that sometimes when we worship these deities, particularly Lord Shiva, by his mercy, opulences will come in life. And also one will feel different strength from that, physical strength, bodily strength, and also the pride will develop. And that should not happen. That is what is indicated through this Banasura's pastime, what has happened to Bana. And Kunti Devi prayed this to Krishna. If you remember in Kunti Devi prayers, Naiva Harta Abhida Adumvai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. Why did Kunti Devi say that to Krishna? Naiva Harta Abhida Adumvai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. That you are only accessible to Akinchanas, not for others. That when one is completely exhausted in the material world, then you are accessible to them. Otherwise not. Because otherwise, all this pride and arrogance and other materialistic consciousness will not allow a devotee to come closer to Krishna. Therefore, Shukudi Devi said in the prayers, Naiva Hrityabhidadam Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. So similarly here in the case of Banasura also the same thing happened. Sa Egadaha Girisham Parshvastam Virya Durmadaha Kiridena Kavarnena Samsparsham Salpadam Bhujam. That one day Lord Shiva's lotus feet, Bana touches his lotus feet with his crown and says to him, Namaste Tvam Mahadeva Lokanam Guru Mishwaram Pumsam Apurnagamanam Kamapura Amarangripam. That I pay my respectful obeisances to you, Lord Shiva, that you are the supreme spiritual master, that and also you are the personality who fulfills all the desires of everyone. Do sahasram toyadattam parambharaya me bhaval trilokyam pratiyodharam nalabhe todrade samam. That he says to Lord Shiva, although you have given me everything I have asked for, you have also given me 1,000 hands as well to play the mridangam. That's all nice, but there's one problem I have now, he says to Lord Shiva. What was that problem? That sometimes these hands are getting a little bit restless. I need someone to fight with this. These 1,000 hands I have, and it's become such a problem for me, that unless I have someone to whom I can fight with, this is not good. So, in other words, that indirectly he was saying to Lord Shiva, would you like to fight with me? This is implying that. But he paid his obeisances, everything, very nicely. And after paying obeisances, this was his request to Lord Shiva, saying to him like this, that my hands, I am feeling a little bit restless because there is so much strength in these hands and I am not finding anyone whom I can have a good fight. This was Bana's problem. Can you imagine a devotee's problem, that is going to Lord Shiva and saying to Lord Shiva that I have this one problem, that I am not finding anyone to fight with. That time Lord Shiva understood what the problem is. He very well understood what the problem. Already he knew what my devotee is not going the right way. His head is going in the wrong direction. And now when he heard this request also coming from Banasura, Lord Shiva thought that this is now something has to be done about this. This cannot go on because now the time has come he wants to fight with me. Up to this time he is paying his obeisances, the next thing he says, I want to fight with you. So this is the type of devotee Lord Shiva had. So Banasura at that time was in that mood to fight. Shiva told him, why don't you break all the rocks in this world? He said, oh, they have all been broken already, he says. Already my hands are still not satisfied. So apparently all these new rocks what you find in this world has come afterwards. But everything was completely broken into pieces by Banasura with his strength in the hands. With these 1,000 hands what he had a very hard time. And later on, Lord Shiva says to Banasura that Kandutyana Pradeirdo Ober Yul Surdhikajanaham Anvayam Churnayan Nadrin Bhidastevi Pradudravum, that I ran after the elephants and they also don't have the strength to fight with me. But my hands are in trouble. I need something to do. Tachutva Bhagavan Krodha Keduste Bhajade Bhajade Yada Tvadvarpagnam Bhaven Modha Samyugam Malsamenade. Lord Shiva got annoyed at that time and he told him, you idiot, that one day when Bana was so proud at that time, one day he told him, you see your flag post. One day you will find the top of that flag post broken. And when you find that day you will find someone who is a good match for you to fight with. So apparently from that day, your pride will also go. This was the mercy from Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva got angry and he gave this benediction also to Bana. So from that day onwards, every morning when Bana gets up, he will not look into the temple. Normally when one gets up, if there is a temple nearby, one should look at the temple and pay their respects to the temple deities. That is the process. But instead of that, Bana became so arrogant, he will look at his own flagpost. As it broken today, the top. And every day, the day is broken because he has been told, one day it will break and you will get a chance. And that day, you will fulfill your desire. This was Lord Shiva's special benediction. So this particular day also, every day he looked, he never found it broken any time. That carried on. Ititva kumadar krishta so graham pravisham nava pradikshan girisha adesham sovirya nashanam kudhim. That Bana was waiting for his this day to come, and tasyoshana madhida sopne pradyumnina aradim kanya labhadakandena pragadashta shudena sam. That it was then that the story begins, how this incident happened. That Sri Parvati was there with Lord Shiva at Bana's, near Bana's palace in the temple. Bana had a daughter by name Usha. So this Usha used to go to the temple every day. And she was very friendly, she had a very devotional relationship with Sri Parvati. And Usha has become grown up and come to the age to be married. So at that time, one day, Sri Parvati thought in her mind, why not I arrange a marriage between Usha and Krishna's grandson, Aniruddha? This thought came to Sri Parvati. So when the thought came, Sri Parvati discussed this matter with Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva thought, this is the right time, that the marriage can be arranged, I have no problem. Lord Shiva says to Sri Parvati, but at the end of the marriage, we also want to rectify Bana's mind, because Bana's head is going a little strange. And that is how this pastime has begun. It was an agreement between Lord Shiva and Sri Parvati to rectify Bana, at the same time, through Usha, marrying her to Aniruddha. So virtually, this plan has actually happened. Usha didn't know Aniruddha before. Usha had no knowledge of Aniruddha. But one day, when Usha went to see Sri Parvati at the temple, Sri Parvati told Usha that today is your marriage. Sri Parvati said to Usha. So Usha heard the deity speaking from the temple and thought herself, why I am told that today is my marriage? That particular night, Usha saw a dream, and in that dream, she saw a beautiful personality. That when Usha was in sleeping, and naturally being a young girl, and Bana has provided a lot of facilities for Usha to stay, and Usha was carefully watched by the Bana's soldiers there, and Bana was closely keeping an eye on Usha's life through his men. So on that particular night, Usha had a very powerful dream, and in the dream Usha saw a beautiful looking young person, and Usha got attracted to him, and the dream lasted for some time. As soon as the person disappeared from the dream, Usha woke up from the dream and started crying. And that is when Bana Samandri Kumbhandas Chitralekha Ajatalsuda Sakya Prachal Sakhi Musham Usham Kauduhala Samanyidaham. That Bana's minister was Kumbhanda, and Kumbhanda's daughter was Chitralekha. And this Chitralekha was a close friend of Usha. Usha was the daughter of Bana. So when Usha started crying like this, that Usha was crying that, where are you, this beautiful person she was looking for? And Chitralekha said to Usha that, what happened to you? Why are you crying like this? So Usha says to her that, I cannot stay without that person whom I saw in the dream. Kam tvam mrgayase subhro kidrashaste manoradhaha hastagraham adedhyabi rajabutrubalakshayem. That Chitralekha says to Usha, how come you have a husband? You are not even married, and I have never seen him. Whom are you searching for? Tell me what is going through your head. Usha says, Usha vaja drishtakashchinnara swapne shyama kamala lojana Pidavasa Bruhal Bahu Yoshidam Hadayangamam. Usha says to Chitralekha, my dear Chitralekha, I have in my dreams, I saw a very young person, a beautiful young person, wearing a yellow garment, very good looking, and his eyes were like lotus flower. And he was capable of stealing anyone's heart. That is how Usha spoke to Chitralekha. Tamaham mrgaye kandam payetu adharam madhu kwabiyade spruhayadim kshiptu amam mrjinarnavim. That I am searching for that person. Usha says to Chitralekha. Chitralekha says it's not bad. If you see somebody in the dream and you say to somebody else that can you find out that person whom I saw in the dream? Because in the dream you don't get the address, is it? Do you get anybody's address in the dream? So here Usha's situation is like this. She has seen somebody and she's saying to Chitralekha, I want to find him wherever he is. So you don't get an address in the dream. So naturally Chitralekha was amused by this request. So the only way Chitralekha could fulfill that was Tvamaham mrgaye kandam payetu adharam madhu kwabhiyadas prahayadim kshutvamam vrijinarnavem. That I am searching that person, Usha says, but he had left me in total despair and went away from here and I am searching for that person. Chitralekha vaja vyasamde apakarshami trilokyam yadi bhavyade tamane shenaram yaste manoharta tamadishaham. Chitralekha says that if he is someone anywhere in these three worlds, I will find him and I'll relieve you from your distress. How come Chitralekha was able to promise this? Chitralekha was a yogini, a disciple of Srinarada Maharshi. From Srinarada Maharshi, Chitralekha has developed a lot of yogic power. So naturally, Chitralekha swung into action. She says, Ittiktva deva gandharvam siddha charana pannagan daitya vidyadharan yakshan manujamsa yathalikal. Then Chitralekha started drawing the pictures of different people. Demigods, devas, gandharvas, siddhas, charanas, pannagas, daityas, vidyadharas, yakshas. And eventually all of them, when Usha saw every single picture, what Chitralekha has drawn, Usha said, no, none of them. He said. Eventually, Chitralekha started drawing the picture of the human beings. Manujeshu cha savrishtin shura anagadun lubhim velikhan ramakrishna uja pradyumnam vikshal ajidaham. That eventually he started drawing the picture of Vasudev and then Balaram and Krishna. So when Krishna's picture was drawn, Usha started looking at it very seriously. Very close resemblance, she thought. And then Pradyumna's picture was drawn, Krishna's son. Pradyumna's picture was drawn. Usha says to Chitralekha, go further from that. The picture of Pradyumna was so close to the personality whom she saw in the dream that she told, Usha says to Chitralekha, that this personality looks very close to that, she says about Pradyumna. It was then that and when Pradyumna's picture was drawn, Usha felt a little bit shy. Aniruddham vilikhidam vikshyo shavang muhi hriya sosavasavidhi praha smayamana mahipadem. Sosavasavidhi praha. When Aniruddha's picture was drawn, then what did he say? Sosavasam. He is the person. She says. Sosavasam idhi praha smayamana mahipadem. And Usha said like this, and with her head keeping, because of the shyness, she felt shy, but she recognized that is a personality. Can you imagine? Chitralekha could do such a thing. That was the power of yoga she had. Chitralekha's activities are coming further. That this Chitralekha was so expert in drawing pictures to such a fineness that somebody could recognize that this was the personality who Usha has seen in the dream. Chitralekha tamajnaya pautram krishna se yogini yayo vihaya sayajan dvaragam krishna balidam. That Chitralekha knew that that this personality whom Usha didn't know who it was. Usha has only seen in the dream. Usha didn't know who Aniruddha was. But Chitralekha knew who Aniruddha was, that it was Krishna's grandson. Chitralekha knew this because of her yogic power. That she decided to bring Aniruddha from Dwaraka, to Shonidapuram, where Usha was sleeping. So Chitralekha started immediately by air. She was a yogini. She had all the yogic power. She came to Dwaraka by air. And
Tatra Suttam Subhayange Pradhimyam Yoga Mastida Grihitva Shonidaviram Sakhe Priyam Adarshayal.
That when she arrived in Dwaraka, Chitralekha arrived in Dwaraka, near the gate of the palace, Sridharta Maharshi was sitting there. Chitralekha meets Narada Muni is there. Her spiritual master isn't there. Narada Muni has taught Chitralekha all the yogic powers. So when Chitralekha arrived there, Sridharta Maharshi asked Chitralekha what brought her there. Chitralekha says to Sridharta Maharshi how Usha is suffering there in Shonidapuram, in the palace, because of Aniruddha, and feeling the separation from Aniruddha. Actually, Dwaraka was so well guarded by Krishna's arrangement, not easily anyone could go inside. It was not possible. Chitralekha also knew that. It was then that Sri Narada Maharshi gave a special mercy to Chitralekha, being his own disciple, that how to work with Maya. Certain power of Maya was taught to Chitralekha, and with the help of that, Chitralekha entered into the palace. It was Sri Narada Maharshi's special mercy to Chitralekha to come in, to go into Dwaraka.
Tatra suptam subhayenge pradyumnyam yogam astidaham.
Then, aniruddham virikiram bhikshoshavamukhi hriya sosavasavidi prahasmayamana mahibade
chitralekha tamatnyaya pautram krishnasya yogini yayo vihayasa rajan dwaragam krishnavalidam tatra suptam subhayenge pradyumnyam yogam astida grihitva shonidavaram sakhyai priyam adarshayal.
That from there, Aniruddha was sleeping. Usha, Aniruddha was sleeping, and Chitralekha virtually took Aniruddha from there, and still Aniruddha kept sleeping. Carried Aniruddha all the way from Dwaraka, all the way back to Usha's bedroom. And that is how Aniruddha comes in. When he came to Usha's bedroom, Aniruddha thought, this is not a bad place. Because sometimes what happens is, you live in one place all the time, surrounded by so many people. One day you also feel, it's not bad, I can go away for some time somewhere where you don't know anybody. A little bit aloof from all the crowd around you. So Aniruddha was more or less feeling that mood at this time in Dwaraka. Because all the time the whole family, Krishna's big family was around all the time. And Aniruddha was also wanted a change, just like we also run away from here sometimes, isn't it? In the same way. So Aniruddha wanted a change as well. And not only that, this change was not too bad, that because Usha was there with Aniruddha, and Aniruddha was brought into the this palace by Chitralekha, Usha's problem was all solved. Usha and Aniruddha were very happy together. But the problem started in a different way by now. Chitralekha has fulfilled her promise with Usha.
Sachadam sundaravaram vilokyamudidanana duspreshe sugrihe pumbhi ireme pradyumnina samam paradhyamasa sraganda dupa divasana adhivi pana bhojana vakshesha vake shushushayarchida.
That when Usha saw Aniruddha, she was very pleased, and they kept spend their time together happily, and Usha looked after Aniruddha very well, providing him all comforts are there in the palace, and they spend their time. The only problem was, then Usha looked after Aniruddha so well that Usha's daily schedule has changed. Up to this time, Usha regularly used to go and see Sri Parvati at the temple. Now visit to the temple has stopped because Aniruddha has arrived on the scene. Usha had no time to go to the temple. Usha was busy with Aniruddha. And also something else was happening. Because Usha's feast was brought there from the palace, therefore now the two feasts has to be brought for Usha and Aniruddha as well. So when all this was happening, the guards at the Usha's palace, they were seeing some changes happening in Usha. Usha's daily routine has changed. Usha was not going out for long walks, which she used to do, and she used to go to the temple. That has also stopped. And she looked very happy also at the same time. So the palace guards who were guarding Usha's palace, they started getting a little bit suspicious about it. Aniruddha was very careful not to come out. He was living inside the palace all the time, unnoticed by Usha's guards. Usha has requested Aniruddha not to go out so that the whole thing doesn't become a problem. They were masterminding the future plans, just like everyone does in this world. Same thing, Usha also did the same thing. Gudha kanya bure shashul pravardhasne hayadaya naharganan sabhubude ushaya bahrde indriya. Then Aniruddha didn't know how the time has gone. Then days were going away. Aniruddha felt it was such a wonderful time. Tam yadha yaduvirena bujyamanam hadavradam hedubar lakshayan chakru apridam duravachadaihi. Then Aniruddha's comforts were so good that he enjoyed with Usha so well for so long that there was symptoms of Usha becoming pregnant. So you can imagine the guards who were closely observing the changes in Usha have noticed this change, what has happened, and they also became little suspicious about Usha's pregnancy. And naturally, because Usha was a princess and they didn't have the right to go and verify inside what was going on, so they had to stay outside. But at the same time, Bana's servants, they were supposed to report if there was any problem to the boss, Banasura. So that's what happens. Badama vedayan chakru rajamste duhidaru vayam vijeshidam lakshayama kanyaya kuladushanam. That they went to the king and told Banasura that we are not very happy with the way Usha is going on. There's something is going on there, we don't know what it is, but it's better that we act now, because otherwise it could bring problems for us. That she hasn't gone anywhere outside. We are keeping a very close watch on her. And there's no possibility for other men to come and associate with her so freely. And we are protecting her by every possible way. But if she has done something wrong and has got pregnant, we don't know what we can say about it. Tatha pravyadhido bano duhido shuddhadushana twarida kanyagagaram prapto drakshalyadu dvaham. Then Bana got very, very upset about this. That, and he started thinking, how come my daughter has acted like this? Being a demon also, his pride is also very high, that Usha has probably associated with somebody. And Bana decided to go himself and verify everything. When he went there, he saw opened the door and went inside. He saw Aniruddha was sitting there with Usha and they were playing chess together. Kamalpajandam bhuvane yasundaram shyamam pishangambaram ambujayakshanam brihadbhujam kundalakundalat visha smidavaloke enacha mandidananam divyandamakshai priyayabhinam naya tadangasangastanakungumasrajam bahuordhadanam madhumaliga ashridam tasyagram asinam aveksha vismidaham. That when Banasura saw Aniruddha first time, he was very angry with Aniruddha because the way he has come and started having this relationship with Usha, being his own daughter. But at the same time, when he saw the beauty of Aniruddha, he also felt in his mind that after all, it's not a bad match for my daughter. So that also thought also came to his mind. That because why Aniruddha was so beautiful? Because he was the son of Pradyumna. And who is Pradyumna? Pradyumna is a cupid, isn't it? He is the personified form of the Kamadeva. And Kamadeva is the most beautiful personality. So all that features have come through Pradyumna to Aniruddha also. And Aniruddha, Vasudeva, Sangrashana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. The quadruple expansion of Krishna in the spiritual world. So this Aniruddha, Aniruddha word itself means one who cannot, no one can control him. That is the word means Aniruddha. So this Aniruddha is sitting there, and Banasura, of course, although he was pleased to see Aniruddha's beauty, at the same time, he did not want to lose his seriousness. He still wanted to act as a real father-in-law. He wanted to take over the control of the son-in-law, although they are not married yet. So, divyandamakshayipaya abhinarumnaya tadangasangasthanakungumasrajam
ബഹുവർ ദധാനം മധുമലികാശ്രിതം തസ്യ അഗ്രം ആസീനം അപേക്ഷ വിസ്മിതാഹ സദം പ്രവിഷ്ടം മൃതമാദതായി ഭേറും ഭടൈരനീകൈ അവലോക്യം അഥവ ഉദ്യമ്യമൗർവം പരിഖം വ്യവസ്ഥിതോ യഥാന്തകോ ദണ്ഡധരോ ജിഘാംസയാം ദാറ്റ് ബാണാസുര ഡിസൈഡ് ടു അറ്റാക്ക് അനിരുദ്ധ ബാണാസുര ഡിസൈഡ് ടു അറ്റാക്ക് അനിരുദ്ധ ആൻഡ് ഹി വാണ്ടഡ് ടു അറസ്റ്റ് ഹിം സ്ട്രെയിറ്റ് അവേ ആൻഡ് ടേക്ക് ഹിം ആൻഡ് അനിരുദ്ധ തോട്ട് അറ്റ് ദിസ് ടൈം ദാറ്റ് ദേ ഡോണ്ട് നോ ഹു അനിരുദ്ധ ഈസ് അനിരുദ്ധ സ്ട്രെങ്ത് വാട്ട് അനിരുദ്ധ ക്യാൻ ഡു ബാണാസുര ഡിഡ്ന്റ് നോ അബൌട്ട് ദാറ്റ് If he wanted, not only Banasura, 100 Banasuras, he could have killed them there. That is how powerful Aniruddha is. But Aniruddha thought for a moment and thought that if he wants to arrest me, let him arrest me. And he stood there. Jigrikshaya tan parida prasarpada shunoyatha sugarayutha bohanal te hanyamanam bhavanad vinirgada narbhinnam urdhu varibuja pradudruvum. That Aniruddha took hold of the, you know, the door had a wooden, what is this called, the parigham. Parigham is mentioned here. That he took this from the door, he pulled out this, made of this metal thing called parigham. He took it out this and started beating them all with his weapon. And they started running away. Tam nagavasher belinandano beli nandham sosainyam kubido babandaha ushabrisham shoga vishada vikvala badham nishamya ashrugalacha audishil. You can see that word, Belinandano O Beli. Why that word used, Belinandano Beli? Because at this time, Aniruddha started thinking in a different way. What was that? It was this. When Krishna came as Vamana Murthy, what did he do? He tied Mahabali's hands, isn't it? If you remember, in the 8th canto, we were discussing this. Mahabali's hands were tied at the back. And Vamanamurthy on that day felt a little bad for doing that. Because he came there to beg for 3 feet of land. And it ended up in tying up Mahabali's hands at the back and sending to Sutalam from there. So for that activity, what Vamanamurthy did to Mahabali, Vamanamurthy felt that it was not totally justified. He did that only to get the heavenly planets back and to hand it over to the demigods. That was the intention behind it. And there was no way of getting it back from Mahabali except to take the special appearances Vamanamurthy and perform this pastime. That is how that particular pastime has happened. If you remember that how Kashyapa Prajapati and Aditi Devi, they prayed to Krishna. And Krishna appeared as Vamanamurthy as a special incarnation to reclaim the heavenly planets from Mahabali and hand them over to the demigods. So on that day, Krishna felt a little bad about what he did to Mahabali. And that was in Krishna's mind all the time. Although Mahabali was given special benediction, because Mahabali, no doubt, he has a head of the demoniac group. But still, he was very righteous in his dealings with everybody. And also, because of the special mercy from Prahlad Maharaj, Krishna was feeling a little bit unhappy about it. That he has given this special guarantee to Prahlad Maharaj that all his family members will be protected by Narasimhamurthy. But this one particular incident, what happened afterwards, has little bit caused a little disturbance in Krishna's mind, and so he kept this opportunity for later on that it has to be rectified in some way or the other, and that is what has happened now. And for this reason, Aniruddha decided he left both his hands at the back and allowed Bana to tie it. Because who is Aniruddha? Aniruddha is Krishna's grandson. And Aniruddha remembered this incident, what was done, because they are the expansions of Krishna. Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, the quadruple expansions of Krishna, Chaturvyuham as they are called. So Aniruddha, expansion of Krishna, knew what happened to Mahabali and Krishna. So in order to compensate for that, this time Aniruddha allowed Bana to tie his hands at the back, just as a compensation for what was done to Mahabali. That is why Sudeva Goswami says in that verse Tam Nagabhasher Belinandano Beli. Belinandano Beli. That particular word is used only for this reason. Tam Nagabhasher Belinandano Beli Gnandam Sasainyam Kubido Babandaha Ushabrisham Shogavishada Vikvala Baddham Nishamyashru Nishamyashukala Acharaudishil. That is Srimad Bhagavate Mahavrani Dasamaskande Uttarardhe Aniruddha Bandho Nama Dushashtidam Odhyayam Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda. That it was then that Aniruddha was tied and brought to the palace. Shri Shukavaja Abashyadam cha Aniruddham Talbadhunam cha Bharada Chatvaro Varshiyamasa Vidiyuranishojanam. Then in this, Sukadeva Goswami says there that Aniruddha was taken to Dwaraka from Dwaraka to Banapuri, and Aniruddha has gone missing there in the palace. So you can imagine what happens there in the palace. So in the palace, Sri Narada Maharshi comes at that day and says to Krishna like this, "Is all the family members here?" He says to Krishna. Now if you ask Krishna all your family members, you can imagine what that family means. 16,108 wives, and all of them had 10 children, and some of them had grandchildren also. So if somebody comes and asks you how many all members are at home, you immediately reply, "Yes, we are here, 3-4 of us, whoever is there will say." But if you ask Krishna, "Is all your members home at home?" Then Krishna has to take the book and start looking. There is a list there. And in the list, if you look there, in the list is also very interesting. Rukmini Devi and Rukmini Devi's children all starts with Ru, 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 like that. It's a complete list there. You can see in the previous chapter, if you read, Rukmini's children's list is given there. If you have a look at that, everything starts with Ru. Rukmini's children. Pradyumna, then Charudeshna, Sudeshna, Charudeha, Sucharu, Charu Guptan, Badrajaru, Charu Chandran, Vicharu, and Charu. So many Ru, Charu in Rukmini's children. All this list was checked. They were all at home. Then Satyabhama's list. Satyabhama's list is always Bha, 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 you'll find it. Bhanu, Subhanu, Sorbhanu, Prabhanu, Bhanuman, Chandrabhanu, Brihadbhanu, Adhibhanu, Shribhanu, Pradibhanu. So all the Bha list was checked. They were also there. Only things, Pradyumna's children, when they found that Pradyumna's second list, when it was verified, Krishna says, "Yeah, this personality is missing," he says, Aniruddha. Aniruddha has gone missing. So naturally, you'll find there that Narada Atta Dubhagarnyam Vartham Baddhasya Garmaja Prayayu Shronidavuram Vishnaya Krishna Devadaham. That Narada Muni arrived and told Krishna about what happened to Aniruddha and how Banasura has tied his hands and kept him there. That Banasura's place is Shronidavuram, and there that Krishna decided to go. That that because of Aniruddha's strength, they were not concerned at all. That they knew that Aniruddha is capable of protecting himself, but still Krishna decided to go there. Pradyumno yudhanascha gada sambhoda sarana nandoba nandabhadra abhyam Ramakrishna anuvartinam. That Pradyumna, Yudhana, Gada, Samba, Sarana, Nanda and Ubananda, Bhadra, all of them accompanying Lord Krishna and Balaram, they decided to go there. Achaukhani virdvadashabhi sameda sarvado disham virudurbhana nagaram samandal sattu darshabhaham. 12 Achaukhinis have gone there, and all the Yadava leaders of the army, they all arrived in Shonidavaram and stood around the Bana's palace, and they decided to attack Bana's palace. Bajjamana virodhyanam pragar atalago obiram prekshamana varusha avishtam stulya sainya obhidari ayyavum. That they entered into Shonidavaram and they started destroying the Bana's palace from all directions. Banarthe Bhagavan Rudrasa Sudai Pramathe Rugrada Ayurkhyanandi Vrishavam Yudhe Ramakrishnayoho. That who else was there? And By now, Lord Shiva with Ganesh and Kartikeya Subramaniam and others and all the other associates of Lord Shiva, they decided to protect Bana and they were ready there. Lord Shiva got onto Nandi, his bow, and started the fight with Balaram and Krishna. Asir Sudumalam Yudham Albudam Ramaharshanam Krishna Shankarayo Rajan Pradyumna Guhayo Ravim. Krishna and Lord Shiva started fighting each other. Pradyumna beat Subramanya Swami, Kartikeya, and Kartikeya ran away on his peacock from there. And this fight between Lord Shiva's army and Lord Krishna's army, there was a very wonderful fight to watch. Kumbhanda Gubakarna Bhyam Balena Sahasam Yuga Sambasya Bana Butraina Banena Sahasatyagayam. Balarama fought with Kumbhanda, which is the minister of Bana, and Kumbhakarna, and also Samba fought with Bana's son, and Satyagi fought with Bana. Brahmadeya Sura Adhisha Munaya Siddhajaranaha Gandharva Apsaraso Yaksha Vimane Brashtumagavan. In order to watch this fight, demigods have come, Brahma, including the Muni, Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, Apsaras, and all of their Yakshas, they all came in their aeroplanes. Shankara Anujaran Shavir Bhuta Pramada Guhyagan Dagnir Yadudhan Amsha Vedalan Savinayagan Preda Madhur Vishajamsha Kushmandan Brahma Rakshasan Dravayama Sadishna Grey Sharei Shaganishudaihi. Krishna, with very powerful weapons, started giving a hard time to all the associates of Lord Shiva, Bhudas, Pramadas, Guhyagas, Daginis, Yadudhanas, and Vedalas, Predas, Madras, Pishajas, Kushmandas, Brahmarakshasas, all that is listed there, and they all ran away from there. Prithakvidhani Prayantam Pinakyastra Anishargini Pratyastrai Shamaya Amasa Shagavani Avismidaham. Lord Shiva has his special bow known as Pinagam. And Krishna and Lord Shiva started firing arrows at Krishna. And Krishna had this Shangam, this special bow with him. And without any concern, Krishna also started replying back. Brahma Astrasya Brahma Astram, Vayavyasya Parvadam, Agnayasya Parjanyam, Naijam Pashupadasya. All the special weapons started coming out. Brahmastram against Brahmastram, Vayavyam against Parvadam, and Agnayam against Parjanyam, Naijam Pashupadasya, Pashupastram against Narayanastram. Mahayitvadugirisham jumbhanastrena jumbhidam banasya pradanam shavir jaganam sigadeshubhi. That Lord Krishna at that time decided that he has to resist Lord Shiva, and in order to do that, Krishna applied what is known as jumbhanastram. When jumbhanastram was fired, that immediately Shiva stood there. He could not move anymore. Shiva's hands and legs, everything was completely frozen. He could not move from there. And with the sword and the club, what started beating all Bana's army. Skanda Pradyumna Bhano Gera Dhyamana Samandada Asrakvimam Jangatrebhya Shikina Avakramadranal. That Krishna's son Pradyumna that started firing so heavily towards Subramanyam that Subramanya got hurt and he got onto his peacock and ran away from there. Kumbhanda Kubakarnascha Pedadur Musala Ardidau Dudravistadanigani Hatanathani Sarvadam. Balarama fought with Kumbhanda and Kubakarnam and they also fell down and they could not fight anymore. Vishiryamanam Subalam Drishtuva Bano Tyamarshana Krishna Vabhyadraval Sankhe Radhi Tvaiva Satyagim. That Banasura started fighting with Satyagi and Banasura was so annoyed that by Krishna was killing so many of his army at the same time. So he left Satyagi and started running towards Krishna. Dhanushyam Krishayagaval Bana Panjashada Anivai Egaigasvan Sharau Dwau Dwau Sandhade Ranadurmadaha. That Bana with his 1,000 hands started firing 500 bows at the same time towards Krishna. And with each bow he started sending 2 arrows towards Krishna. Tani Chicheda Bhagavan Dhanushim Yugabadhari Saradhim Radham Shwamsha Hatva Shankamapurail. That Srihari Krishna, who is so powerful when he is an heroic, also he cut all the 500 bows at the same time. Not only that, Bana's charioteer, his chariot, and all the horses, every one of them were killed, and Krishna started blowing the conch shell. Tanmada Kodayanama Nagna Mukta Shiroruha Puravadaste Krishnasya Putra Prana Ridirakshayam. Rana's mother, Kodara, she came over at that time to protect her son. That what she did was, she took her clothes off and stood in front of Krishna. And Krishna knew that it is improper to look at someone who is not dressed. And so Krishna turned his head away from there. At that time, Bana ran back to the palace. Tadastiryam mukho nagnam anirishan gadagraya banascha tavadhiradas chinadanu avishalpuram. That according to the Shastram, Krishna acted properly by not looking at her who was naked. And then ran away to his bow and arrow, back to the palace. Bana went back to the palace. Vidravide bhudagane jvarastu trishirastribal abhyadavrada sharkam dahanniva dishodasham. When Shiva's all associates were chased by Krishna's arrows, and Shiva immediately released his jvara. Shiva jvara, as it is called, 3 heads and 3 feet. And that jvara started, because it's full of heat, Shiva Jwaram is full of heat. Because at the time of devastation, as you know, that Lord Shiva is in charge of the devastation of the universe. At the time of devastation, from Lord Shiva's mouth, the fire comes and that starts burning the whole creation, whole universe. And then all the sages who lives in the Maharlogam and others, they go to the higher planets to protect themselves from the heat. So Shiva Jwaram is known for the heat. And that was fired towards Krishna. And when Krishna saw that, Athanara Aino Devastam Drishtva Visaja Jvaram Maheshwaro Vaishnavascha Yuvidhade Jvara Ubhavam, that Krishna immediately released what is known as Narayana Jvaram. Narayana Jvaram is a very cold one, and which is just the opposite of the Lord Shiva's Shiva Jvaram. Maheshwara Samakrandan Vaishnavena Bala Ardida Alabdhva Mahemanyatra Bhido Maheshwaro Jvara Sharanarti Krishi Gesham Tushtava Preda Anjalim. That Vishnu Jvaram beat Shiva Jvaram, and although tried to escape from there, Shiva Jvaram could not escape from there. So Shiva Jvaram actually eventually had to glorify Krishna, and there is a few verses from now on which is actually the glorification of Shiva Jvaram of Krishna. And you may wonder that Jvaram is also one of the associates of Lord Shiva. Stamamitvan ananda shaktim paresham sarvaatmanam kevalam yakti matram vishwalpatisthana samrodha hedam yatal brahmam brahmalingam prashandam kalo daivam karma jiva swabhavo dravyam kshetram pranam atma vigara talsanghado bijaroha pravaha stanma yesha tannishedam prabhadye nana bhaver lilayo evo panner devan sadun loga sedun bhivarshi Hamsun Margan Himsaya Vartamanan Janmaidate Bharaharaya Bhumi Taptoham De Tejasadu Sahena Shandogrenat Ulbanena Jurena Tavatabo Dehinam Tengrimulam No Severan Yavadashanu Baddha. These are the verses by which Shiva Jvaram prayed to Krishna for protection. You can see in those verses how philosophically he has presented about Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One devotee said to Krishna that even among the Jvaram there were such intelligent people who could glorify you in this way. That is the significance of these prayers. Shri Bhagavan Uvaja, Krishna says, Trishiraste prasannosmi vedudema jvara albhayam yona usmarati samvadam tase tanna bhave albhayam. Krishna says to, at this point, the Jvaram, that who has taken Krishna's shelter, Trishirase, one with the 3 heads, that I am pleased with your prayers, you don't have to worry about me anymore. Ittikto achudamanamyagado maheshwaro jvara banasturyathamarudo pragayolse janardhanam. After hearing these instructions from Krishna, Shiva Jvara paid his obeisances to Krishna, and Bana came over now to fight with Krishna, and directly to addressing, looking at Krishna. Tado bahu sahasrena nana idhalare osuraha mumoja paramakruddho bhanam chakrayuthe nrubam. That when he Banasura had so many weapons in his hands, and he started with different weapons attacking Krishna, who had the disc in his hand, and he poured with different arrows on Krishna. Tasya asya dostranya sangrat chakrena churane emina chicheda bhagavan bahu shagam ivavanaspadeem. That Bana's hands were completely broken by Krishna, just like you cut the different branches of a tree, Just like that, Krishna started cutting all the hands with his powerful disc. Bahushu chidyamaneshu banasya bhagavan bhava bhaktanukambhavrajya chakra ayitamabhashadam. Then when all the hands were cut one after the other, Lord Shiva felt a little compassion for Bana by now, because Lord Shiva has given these 1,000 hands to him for Bana to play the mridangam, and out of that all the hands one after the other were falling. And so at that point Lord Shiva got up from there and came up to Krishna and spoke to him like this, that Sri Rudra Vaja, Tumhim Brahma Param Jyotir Gudam Brahmani Vangmaye Yapashyantam Alpanam Akashamiva Kevalam. Rudra's Krishna, Lord Shiva's prayers to Krishna, that I am not surprised that he does not know you, who you are, and he is fighting with you because he cannot understand you, your position. And because Yampashyandi Amalalpanam Akashamiva Kevalam, that you are the Supreme Personality and you are not touched by Maya at all at any time, and you are present in every living entity just like the sky, and you are so pure as well. Nabhiranna bhogner mukham amburedo dyaushirshamasha sudiran grururvi chandro manoyasya drigar kamalpam aham samudro jadaram bujendra. That people cannot understand your pastimes, nor they will be able to know your glories, and that is the difficulty, that you have to give him some mercy, otherwise he will not be able to understand your position. Romani yasya ushadaya ambhuvaha kesha virinja lishana visargaha prajavadrikhadayam yasya dharma savaibhavan purusho loka kalpaham. That in the several verses Lord Shiva is explaining Krishna's position, that in the impersonal form Krishna's, what is the viral swarupam, that means the manifestation as the whole creation, that all the trees and plants, they are Krishna's hairs in the body, and all the hair in the head is the clouds, intelligence is Lord Brahma, and so on and so forth. And at the same time he is the viral purushan. Viral purushan means that the expansion of Krishna in the creation.
Tavavadaroyamakundhadhamin dharmasya guptai jagado abhavayam vayam jasarve bhavadanubhavidam vibhavayam obhuvanani saptaham.
That Krishna is not only limited to that form, what you see him there. Lord Shiva started saying that you have to give some mercy to Banasura to know who you are. Tome ekamadya purusho advidiyam surya subrakhedir aheduriisha pradiyasethabiyatha vikaram somaya sarvaguna prasiddhyai. Then Lord Shiva's glorification of Krishna. Yathaiva surya bhidam chayaya soya chayam jarupani sanjayasti evam gunena abhido gunam swam atma pradibo guninascha bhumin. Yanmaya mohidadiya putradara griha adishu unmajandi nimajandi prasaktam rajinam navim. That Krishna, Shiva is saying to Krishna, how could there be any kind of effect of Maya on your intelligence? It can never happen. That just like a magician is placed with these tools and makes the whole audience being carried away by that, similarly through your Maya, power of Maya, you are always enchanting the whole universe with that. Devadattam imam labdhva nralokam ajide indriya yo nadriyeda tulpado sajo shasochyom alpavanchakaham. That ultimately Lord Shiva says to Krishna that one who does not take your shelter, he is actually cheating himself. Yo nadriyeda tulpado sajo alpavanchakaham yasvam visrajadeyam atyam atmanam priyam ishwaram vipareyendriyarthartham shamatyamudam tyajan. That aham brahmadam vibhuta munayascha amalashaya sarvatmana pravannastvam atmanam prashtam ishwaram. That anyone who has released from all kinds of impurities at the heart, they will only take your shelter, including me, Brahma, and all the other demigods. We are all completely absorbed in your thoughts, and we have completely taken your shelter. Tam tvam jagarstit udayandahedum samam prashantam sukhud atmadevam ananyamegam jagadatmagedam bhavabhavargaya bhajamadevam. That everything is protected by yourself. You are actually the soul of all the living entities, and you are the controller for all the jivalma, for the living entities. You are the basis, and you perform your wonderful pastimes. I am mameshto deido anuvarti mayabhayam datamamushya deva
sambhadyanam talbhavada prasado yadahide daityapadau prasadam. It was then that Lord Shiva says to Krishna like this, that I was very, very, very pleased with Bana at one time. And I have a similar feeling towards Bana, just like you had, he says here, just like you were pleased with Prahlada. That is what Lord Shiva told Krishna at that time. Ayam manashto deidonuvarti maya bhayam dattama mushyadeva sampadyadam talbhavada prasado yathahide daityapadaho prasadam. That I have only one request, Lord Shiva says to Krishna. Just like you gave protection to Prahlada, who was very, very dear to him, dear to you, similarly, this Bana is also very dear to me. So please give shelter to him and protect him. So when Lord Shiva mentioned this to Krishna, only then Banasura came to his senses. Banasura started thinking, who is this personality coming to fight with me? And now Lord Shiva is saying to me that he is the same personality of Narasimhamurti. I never knew that Narasimhamurti had a form like this, Banasura says, looking at Krishna. Because Banasura's mind by now has changed. You see, this is the mercy of Krishna. That Banasura originally thought, previously the pride was there, that when Lord Shiva told Banasura, the day your flag stop, the flag, the post is broken at the top, that day you will get the person who will get rid of your uneasiness in the hand, what you are experiencing. Now Krishna had come and removed that problem, what Bana's problem was, that his pride is gone and he has become humble. So he started seeing things properly by now. When Lord Shiva told Krishna that as much as Prahlada was dear to you, Bana was dear to me. When Lord Shiva mentioned this, Bana started thinking, who is this personality? Has Narasimhamurti got a form like this? And it was not a bad form, he thought, compared to Narasimhamurti's form. So Bana felt a little bit relieved seeing this form of Narasimhamurti. And it was then that Lord Shiva told Bana, bring Usha and Aniruddha and hand them over and pay your obeisances. Lord Shiva says to Bana, and that's what Bana did. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, in answer to the request from Lord Shiva, Krishna says, Yadha Atha Bhagavam Swannam Karavama Priyam Tava Bhavado Yadvavasidam Tanme Sadhu Animodidam. That I will do what I have to do, Krishna says to Lord Shiva, because what this Bana has gone is too far. You see, the offense was committed to Lord Shiva, but Krishna has carried out the rectification. That is how it is. Offense was committed to Lord Shiva, but Krishna had to rectify the situation. Avadhoyam mama apesha vairojani sudosura prahladaya varyodato navadhyome tava anvayam. That I don't want to kill this person, he says, Banasura, because after all, he is Mahabali's son, Krishna says, and Mahabali is my devotee. Not only that, his father Virochana is also my devotee. And what to talk about Prahlada, he is greatest of all the devotees. So he's come from a devotee's family, and all his parents, father, grandfather, great grandfather, they were all my devotees. And I have given a benediction to Prahlada that I will not kill any of his future generations. So I am going to leave him here. Darpa avashamanaya sya pravitna bhava omaya sudinam cha balam bhuvi echa bhara idam bhuva. But I had to do this to get rid of his pride from his heart, and I broken cut off all his hands, you know. But and not only that, his army was becoming a burden here. Chatvaro sivaja shishta bhavishyanja ajaramara pashanamukhyo bhavado na kudaschilla bhayo suraham na kushchil bhayo suraham. Then I will leave these four hands here, and this demon doesn't have to worry anymore about anything. Iti labdhva bhayam krishnam pranamashira sahasura pradyumnyam radhamaropya savadhva samubhanayal. Then after saying, when Banasura paid his obeisances, Aniruddha and Usha were handed over to Krishna, and they boarded into the chariot, and Krishna got into the chariot. Akshauhinya aparivritam suvasa samalangradam savatnigam puraskritya yaya urudra anumodidam. Completely glorified by Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva was very pleased Lord Shiva glorified Krishna at that time. And according to Lord Shiva's opinion, Bana's pride was removed by Krishna, and Shiva was also pleased by that. And along with Usha, who was dressed very nicely for the occasion, Aniruddha and Usha joined Krishna, and they all together went back to Dwaraka. So Rajadaniyam Samalankradam Dvajai Satorane Rukshita Margajatvaram Viveshashang Anagadundu Viswane Abhidyuda Pavrasuhuru Dujadivim. That when the whole Dwaraka came to know that Krishna is returning back with Banas, with Usha and Aniruddha, and they were found and Aniruddha has got married, immediately there was a very wonderful festival organized to receive Usha and Aniruddha back to Dwaraka again. And Dwaraka was decorated very well, and all the Brahmanas chanted the Vedic mantras, conch shells were blown, and so many other drums were played, musical instruments were played, and musics were played just to welcome Aniruddha and Usha along with Krishna and Balaram back to Dwaraka. And ya evam Krishna Vijayam, Sukadeva Goswami, after explaining this particular pastime of Krishna and Lord Shiva, which is a very unusual pastime, isn't it? That Lord Shiva and Krishna had to fight like this. That ya evam Krishna Vijayam, Shangare Najasayugam, Samsmarel Pradaruptaya, Nadasyasyal Parajayam. That was a special benediction for this particular pastime. What was that? Anyone who discusses this particular pastime where Krishna has won over Lord Shiva. And Shankarena Samyugam Samsmaril Pradaruthaya Madasyasyal Parajaya, that he will not experience that who wakes up in the morning and remembers this pastime of Krishna very devotional way, then that person will never experience defeat in life any time. This was a special benediction Sudev Goswami has given to this particular pastime. Ya evam Krishna Vijayam Shankarena Jasam Yugam Samsmarel Pradaruthaya Nadasyasyal Parajaya Nadasyasyal Parajaya. He will never experience defeat. This was a special benediction given by Sudev Goswami to this particular pastime of Lord Shiva and Krishna. What do we learn from this? This is the most important thing. Then you can see sometimes people, when they worship different demigods, particularly Lord Shiva, very quickly he is pleased and he offers the results also. He gives the results to the devotee. And in the history you will find at several instances, Lord Shiva, being pleased with the devotee, has offered everything to the devotee. But when somebody is not ready, properly purified, to receive such benedictions from the demigods, and if they accept such benedictions, this can happen in their life. This is what Banasura's story is telling us, that one has to be extremely careful when one approaches the Supreme Lord as well as the demigods also, that when they worship, sometimes Krishna gives the person only when he knows that he can handle it. Because when someone can handle it, some success comes in life, little success in wealth or profession or any other thing in material world, little successes always someone has. And this little success someone gets into the head, and then it becomes a problem for that person. So that is not very helpful for his spiritual life. Krishna knows that, and Krishna is very cautious before he offers such benediction to anybody. And when one's benedictions are offered, he makes sure that the person is capable of living up to that benediction. So therefore, many instances, devotees pray to Krishna like this. If you look at the story of Dhruva Maharaj, there is a beautiful expression of Dhruva Maharaj talking to Krishna. Because Dhruva Maharaj was a devotee like this, who wanted material opulences. When he was a little boy, he did not know that this material opulences has no meaning. And by the time he realized, it was many years later. In fact, he felt himself a little unhappy when he was going home after Krishna gave him this message, 36,000 years you should go and rule from Dhruva's planet. This was told to Dhruva, isn't it? If you remember in the fourth canto, the story of Dhruva Maharaj. So Dhruva got this special benediction. So after he received the benediction, he realized how damaging it is. Some of these benedictions are. They offered you, he has prayed for it. So Krishna has given it to him. He was a little boy. Krishna didn't want to disappoint him. So he gave it to him. But at that point, Dhruva's senses started, he became intelligent enough to think about it. So that is why in Dhruva's prayers, you will find a statement like this. What was that? Dhruva says that, you know, sometimes if you are very carefully observe, you will notice this. When the cows and the calves are let free in the field, here it is a little difficult because of the way the cows are handled. But sometimes in India, you will particularly find this, that the cows and calves are very freely running around. And sometimes they are not restricted. They are not restricted anywhere. That was conditioned till now. But now, with the I read in the newspaper recently that Delhi police wants to take away all the cows from the streets and they want to modernize the streets. So that is another thing. But prior to that, cows had the freedom to go anywhere, inside the house, outside the house. No one asked anything about it. Everyone got pleased when the cow came into the house. So sometimes if you observe the cows, what you can see is the calves will come to the cow, especially when they are fresh born, fresh calves. When they got little strength to walk around and play around, they get that full strength in them. So they'll come to the cow, and the cow, out of affection, will freely release the milk for the calf to drink. And the calf will start drinking the milk. Although the belly is full, still he'll keep drinking because of the taste of the milk. And he will drink up to such an extent that not even another drop can go in. It's so full with the milk inside. And the mother cow, out of affection, freely releases all the milk also to the calf. And after drinking all this milk, when the calf comes out from the udder, comes out from the cow, if you look at the lips of the calf, it will all be full of foam everywhere, all around the lips of the calf. And then he will run from there after that. The calf will run from there. When it runs, it doesn't look this side or that side. Full of energy inside, fully charged with the milk, the strength, the calf will run. Now, when the calf runs like that, you know who is under anxiety? The cow is under anxiety. Cow is thinking that he doesn't know anything in this world, the danger. We say at every step there is danger. But the calf is concerned, no danger, because it's total ignorance, isn't it? In that, ignorance is bliss. This is what they say as far as the calf is concerned. So the calf continuously run and will go and get into some problem. And this fear is in the mother's, in the cow's mind. So at that time, cow is praying that let him not get into trouble. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj is saying to Krishna that you have given me so much opulences. And I get all these opulences, my head will go spinning. I will lose all control on myself. It's much more than winning a lottery or anything. That I'll completely lose control of me, and then I don't know what will happen to me. In that situation, just like the calf is protected by you, please protect me. This is what Dhruva Maharaj prayed to Krishna. Vashreva malsagam anugraha kadaramscha. Srimad Bhagavatam. Vashreva malsagam anugraha kadaramscha. Exactly like the calf was protected, similarly, you should protect me, Dhruva Maharaj says to Krishna. So you will see that great, great personalities or great devotees of Krishna, they know the danger of all these material opulences, how that will destroy their Krishna consciousness. And therefore, Kunti Devi said the same thing, Naivaharta vidadum vai tvam aginchana gocharam, that you are such a personality that my relationship with you, I should be as Akinchana all the time. And that will keep me in this situation very steady. So this is one of the important messages in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So actually, when you read these stories in the Bhagavatam, what you have to remember is that you may be thinking that Krishna's appearance like the appearance of in the beginning of the 10th canto, similarly, marriage to Rukmini and so many other pastimes, they are important, no doubt about it. But these pastimes which are now happening in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they have a lot of instructions to give it to us for spiritual life. They are important because one thing, in the olden days, they are talking about 40-50 years back even, the system in the schools where many of these stories were incorporated in the educational system, in the textbooks, they were introduced in order to understand, for the children to grow up with the understanding of the importance of this pastime. That is how the Krishna consciousness culture was introduced into the child's heart. Now that stage is gone now, because nowadays all textbooks are, curriculum is prepared by the whatever committee or the organization or the team who are doing it, and that has to be secular. So when it has to be like that, there is no possibility of knowing anything from the Shastram, nothing from the scriptures. Instead, they will bring some strange stories whom you cannot even understand what it is being spoken about, and there is no clear message or anything. So there is no possibility of knowing anything from the school. There is no chance to learn anything from the schools. If you look the other way, there were people who had taken trouble or taken pains to read Puranas, particularly Ramayanam, Mahabharatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, and explain these things to people. And that generation also has more or less gone from this world, because they are also not being encouraged by the society anymore due to the changes in the society. And the third thing, worse than all that, is we have also started rejecting literature like Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayanam, and many other Vedic literature, calling it as not very advanced literature. So we don't find any possibility of developing Krishna consciousness from anywhere under any conditions. So because it is like that, the possibility is that when the child grow up, even for the children, when they grow up, there is no possibility of knowing what is culture, what is Krishna consciousness. That opportunity never comes to them. And because of that, the situation gets worse day by day. And the result is that crisis in the life also becomes more difficult. In different ways, the problems in life destroys a person. Whereas a devotee who has understood, for example, this story of Banasuram, even in life, good and bad things will come from both sides. Anything can happen. That is normal. It is not unusual. But even in that situation, in order to have the proper understanding and Krishna consciousness, Bhanavidam and Banasura story is a very instructive pastime. And similarly, from this, now we move on to the next pastime of Krishna, which is the Mrga story, the story of King Mrga.
Shri Shuka Vaja Ekadobhavanam Rajan Jadmuryadukuma Aragaha Vihartam Samba Pradyumna Charubhanugada Adayaha. Mrga Moksham, the story of King Mrga. That is what is discussed in this. Then Shri Shuka says to Parikshit Maharaj that one day Samba, Pradyumna, Charubhanu and all the other Yadu young boys from the Yadu race, Yadu family, they were interested in playing and they went out to play in a garden. Kriditva sujaram tatra vijinvanda pipasidaha jalam virudage kube dadushu satyam albhudam. That they played for a long time and they felt very thirsty. So there was no water there to drink. So they went to a well which was close by. But inside there was no water. But instead a very strange lizard was lying there. Krikalasam giri nivam biksha vismita manasaha tasya jodharane yatnam chakruste kribayanvidaha. It was a big lizard. And they have never seen a lizard of that size before. And they were surprised. And they felt compassion for that lizard. They tried to get him out of the well. Charmajai standavai pasher badhva padinam arbhagaha nashanuvan samudhartam krishnayajakhirul sagaham. That they tried very hard by different methods, by tying ropes and everything together to get him out, but he couldn't come out. So they went back to Krishna and told him about that. Tatragatya aravindaksho bhagavan vishwabhavana visho jaharavamena tam karena salilayam. That Krishna, who is merciful to everybody, that came over there and had a look at him. And with his left hand, he just touched the rope. And without any difficulty, he managed to get that lizard outside the well. And as soon as he came out, then sa uttama shloka karabhimashto vihaya sadhya krikala sarupam sandapta jami kanajaru varnam surgi adbuda alangarana ambarasrak. That Krishna brought him out and started put his hands on top of the lizard and started massaging
immediately the lizard lost its form on that place. He stood there, beautifully looking like a demigod, a personality there, very well dressed and golden color as well. So that why Krishna touched that lizard with the left hand? It is in the left hand Krishna touched that left hand Krishna touched the lizard. Reason for that, some acharya says there, because of the rajogunam, that is what the problem with this lizard had. Lizard had so much rajogunam, and in order to get him out of that rajogunam, purify him, Krishna touched him with the left hand. Sa uttama shloka kara abhimrishto vihaya sadhyakala sarupam sandatta jamigara jaru varnam sorgyat budang adbuda alangarana ambarasrak paprachya vidvana viranidanam janeshu vikhyavaidam mugunda kastvam mahabhaga varenirubo devottamam tvam ganayami nunam. Then Krishna was asking this personality, who are you and what has why did this happen to you? How did it happen? And I assume that you are one among the demigods, from the higher planets. Krishna knew who it was, but instead of tell everyone else to know who he was, Krishna decided to ask this question. Deshami mamam kudamena karmanam samprapidosya draha subhadra atmanamakhyahivivilsadanno yanmanyasena kshamamatravattam. That what made you, what activity did you perform to get this lizard's body? If you have no objection, please let me know. How humble Krishna spoke like this to that personality. Shri Shuka Uvaja Idismaraja Samprishnam Krishnena Anandamurtina Madhavam Pranivatyaha Kiridena Arkavarchasam. That Sukadeva Goswami says here that Krishna has no differentiation in these things. That Krishna spoke in such a humble mood because Krishna wanted that all those who are present there should hear from him what he has got to say. That but he paid his obeisances, this personality paid his obeisances, touched Krishna's lotus feet with his crown, and then got up and started speaking. Now, from now on, you will see what made him to come to this state of affairs. Mṛga uvācaṁ, Mṛgo nāmam Narendroham ikṣvākudanaya prabhoṁ. My name is Mṛga, and you must have probably heard about me. This is how he is saying. See how proud he was. Mṛgo nāmam Narendroham, and I am son of Ikṣvāku. Probably you may know me, he says. Can you imagine going to Krishna and says, do you know me? And have you heard about me first? This is some of the Kshatriyas are like that. That's the way they are only used to speaking like this. For them, they saw Krishna. Mṛga sees Krishna and says to him, Mṛga nāmam, my name is Mṛga. Narendroham, I am the king. And Ikṣvāku Taneya Prabho, I am son of Ikṣvāku. Dānishuk akhyamāneshu yadide karnam aspraśam. That I assume that you must have heard about me before. You must have heard about me because Dharmaraja, who is sitting in the heavenly planets, Dharmaraja is the demigod who keeps an account of all the charity what we have performed. So if you look at the list of charity, somebody who has donated maximum will be on the top of the list, isn't it? And some who has donated 50p or 1 pound, he'll be at the bottom of the list. So when the list was taken out and look, you'll find my name on the top, he says to Krishna. So Krishna is enjoying this talk. Not bad, he says. Krishna says things that if this is the consciousness, then I'm not surprised you got this lizard's body. That if this is the way you're talking to me, Nrgo nama Narendroham Ikshwagudanaya Prabho Danishwakhyamaneshu Yadide Karnamaspasham. That this pride has actually destroyed me. That is what has put me into this lizard's body. Kimnu nevididam nada sarvabhudalma sakshina kalina vyahadarsho bhakshedhavitavajnaya. The pride is such a thing that sometimes a proud person, he knows he has got pride, but he is unable to get rid of it. This is quite often happens to people, that they find it very hard to get out of the pride. So what happens, sometimes they will very, very, with a lot of effort, they will act in a humble way to get rid of, to show that they are not proud. But sometime or the other, if you talk to them, it will come back again in a few minutes.
the whole thing will come out again. That pride won't leave person easily. It is due to the presence of Rajogunam in the mind. So Krishna was aware of Nrga's situation. Nrga now, in the next words, is very humble. Kimnu devididam nadha sarvabhudalma sakshina kalena vyahadadrisho vachedhavitavajnayam. That Krishna is saying to Krishna that, can anyone in this world, you are there, you are the witness of everything, you are present in them, and no living entities can perform any activity without your knowledge. Therefore, you also know my history, Nrga still says. Yavat yasikada bhumir, yavat yodivitaraga, yavat yovarshadharascha, tavat iradadam smagam. That, you may ask me what I have done for that. And you see his answer, he says to Krishna, if you can count all the dust in this whole world, every single dust, if you start counting in this world, and if you can count all the stars in the world, if you can do that, that is, and how many drops of rain has come to this world from the sky, if you can count all these things, that is how many cows I have given in charity. This is Nrga's statement to Krishna. As though Krishna wanted an account of all the charity what he has done. But the pride doesn't leave him easily. There is another important thing here. That you see, people in this world develop different understanding about what is the best thing. Some people say charity is very good. They take into charity in a big scale. Especially those who have got a lot of wealth. They think that, although after all, I have accumulated so much wealth in my life, so by giving charity, I can escape from all my reactions of my activities, whatever, because they also know that all of money did not come to them in an easy way, in the proper route. So it may have come through wrong routes also. So those who know about it, they are also conscious of that. Because of that, sometimes they will give charity and they want to escape, free themselves from the reactions of their accumulated wealth. That happens. So such people take shelter of charity as the process to escape from the sinful activity. Some people who don't have so much wealth, what will they do? They will perform penances, austerities and penances. Some people, sometimes you can see some people, they are fasting all the time, or they are walking miles and miles on parikramam and doing all kinds of austerities and penances, getting up very early in the morning, fasting on all festival days as much as they could, and different ways, because they know by purifying they can get rid of their sinful reactions in life, whatever that they may be aware of or they may be conscious of in their previous lifetimes, whatever that is. So when one is aware, they try to purify through austerities and penances. Some people do it through charity, some people do it through austerities and penances. Some other people, what do? They take to some vow that I will not speak lies in this world. I will always be truthful to everything what I do in this world. All my dealings I will do in a truthful manner. This way they take to another way of maintaining their spiritual consciousness. So different ways people react to all these different situations. So in our Nrga's case also, this was the same situation. Nrga has taken to charity as the process by which he wanted to elevate himself. He has decided to elevate himself through charity. But Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us that all these processes have got its own problem also. If you remember Rentideva's story in the Srimad Bhagavatam earlier, Rentideva was known for his charity, isn't it? When the different demigods took different forms and came to him begging for food, Rentideva offered everything, including himself, his own body, he was willing to offer in charity. At that time, it was spoken like this, that all these different kinds of processes will not purify a person. This is the difficulty. Alone, the only thing that will purify a person's consciousness is devotion, Krishna consciousness, nothing else. So if you think that through the other processes you can elevate yourself, you may be able to elevate, but the chances are that you will fall down again from that position. So therefore, especially in this age of Kali, except Krishna consciousness, there is no other process that will protect you from falling down. from falling down. Everyone wants to advance spiritually because that is very clear. There's no question about that. Why? Because once you come to Krishna consciousness, you know that Krishna consciousness is the goal of life. Ultimately, going back home, back to Krishna. That is why one is willing to make a lot of sacrifices in life. Otherwise, what is the necessity? If one is totally ignorant of spiritual life and Krishna consciousness, one does not have to make so much endeavor. But when one is putting so much endeavor to advance in the spiritual path, you have to also analyze and examine the different processes as well, what can help you. Although to your taste you may find that charity and also austerities and things like that may look very appealing to you, the problem with all these different processes are they do not purify the person's consciousness. And therefore, the possibility is that one can fall down from that again. And that is why Krishna consciousness is superior to all other processes. Because when pure Krishna consciousness develops in one's heart, one is free, released from all these kind of anarthas, which comes back to him again. The purification is complete in all aspects. That is what Mrga's story is telling us. That Mrga's problem, you will see now, how that pride has not left him still. It continues to haunt him afterwards as well.
Yavat Yadhigada Bhumiryamityo Dividaraga Yavat Yovarshadharascha Tavatira Dadam Smaga Payaswini Saruni Shvila Rubam Gunobabanna Kabila Hema Shrangi Nyayarjida Rupyakura Savalsa Dula Mala Bharana Dadavaham.
King Mrga is saying to Krishna the type of cows he has given in charity, how beautiful they were, how much milk was given by each of those cows, and how powerful they were, and how beautifully they were decorated. This, that, and the other. This was all indicating of the pride in Mrga's heart of what he has done in charity.
So lankrade bhyo guna shila vadbhya sidat kudumbe bhyakhta vradebhya tabashuda brahma vadanya sadbhya pradam yuvabhyo nijapungavebhyam.
That there is a statement there that everything what you give in charity should be pure. And it should be done to the right personality also. There is a different terminology is used for that in the Shastram while giving charity to people. First of all, while giving charity, it should be given to the proper qualified person. Otherwise, it will not have its effect. And also, it says there, the person who performs such a charity also, he should not be too proud about it, what he is performing, and should feel to be tolerant and also truthful. And there are 12 different kinds of charities mentioned in the Shastras as well. And to find such recipients who are qualified to receive such charity is also very difficult. Mrga says to Krishna, whatever charity I have performed, I have selected those persons fully qualified and only then I have given them in charity. That go bhuhiranyayana shuhastinam Kanya Sadasi Stila Rupyashaya Vasamsi Ratnani Parichadha and Dadha Nishtam Jayatnya Charidam Chapurtam. Not only that, I have given cows in charity, I have given land, gold, and also many times I have constructed lakes and different things for the places for pedestrians to stay at night, and dharmashalas and things like that. I have done all that. Kasajit dhijamugasya drishtuva gaur mamagho dhani sampraktuva avirusha sajamaya datta dvijadeyim. But during that process, something has happened to me once, and I'll tell you what has happened. Mrga says to Krishna that I handed over one cow which I have given in charity to somebody, has left that Brahmana. To one Brahmana I have given some cows in charity. One of those cows left that group and came back to the cowshed and stayed there. So next time, when I perform, I did not know about this. And unfortunately, when I handed over all the cows in charity who were in the cowshed, this cow which has come back from the other Brahmana's group, that is also was given again in charity to another Brahmana, which is a wrong thing. Tam niyamanam tal swami drishto vachamame edidam mamedi pratigrahyaha nrgome datavanidim. That when the new person who has got it in charity, he was taking his cows and were going away, the other Brahmana who has lost his cow, he came over and saw this. And when he saw this, He says to him, that cow is mine. But this Brahmana says, no, this was given to me in charity by King Mruga. He says to him, and I'm taking it. Vipro vivadamana umam ujadu swartha sadhagau bhavandada bahartedi tachrutvame bhaval brahmam. Then both of them, tachrutvame bhaval brahmam, then both of them started arguing each other for this cow, both the Brahmanas. Eventually, because they were Brahmanas and they were a little bit intelligent, they thought the best thing is to come back to the king and to discuss this matter. Anu nida ubho vipro dharma krichagadena vai gavam laksham prakrishtanam dasyami esha pradiyadam. Then the king first thought, why should I get involved in their argument? Because the pride thing, it's their problem, I've given them in charity, what more do they want? This was his attitude. But later on he thought he will talk to them nicely. Some sense came to his mind. So he told them that release that cow. I will give you another many cows who can give you a lot of milk. He started promising to both of them, one after the other. Bhavanda vanugrakhnidam kingarasya avijanada samudharadamam kachal padandam nireyeshu javum. That I am not able to find a solution to the problem what you have. The king told them, Mruga told them. He says to Krishna, I have told them like this, if I have committed an offense, please forgive me for that. But they will not forgive me. Why? Because the first Brahmana said that you are now telling me you have taken it back from me, one cow. And that was my cow. That means you have committed an offense by taking the cow back. What is given in charity, there is no question of taking it back from anybody. So you have given a charity, but you shouldn't have taken it back from me. That was an offense. Now you are telling me that you will hand over to me another hundreds and thousands of cows in replacement for this one particular cow. I do not want to accept anything in charity. This is the nature of the Brahmanas. Brahmana means that those who are situated properly, they are hesitant to accept charity. What is the reason behind it is this. When you accept charity from someone, normally, especially for Brahmanas, what happens is, that in response to that, some of your spiritual activities, credit, you have to exchange with that. It's not that you take from everybody what you want and then eventually you are profited by that. That is not allowed. That is the rule of the charity. The accepting, if you remember, in the case, this story is discussed in the Bhagavatam in many, many instances. If you remember, in the case of Mahabali, Shukracharya tried to stop Mahabali giving charity to Krishna. If you remember that story, what Shukracharya told Mahabali was, who has come here is Krishna, has come here in the form of Vamana Murthy, and he has come to cheat you. He has come to cheat you. By asking you 3 feet of land, he is going to measure the whole universe, and tonight you won't have even food to eat. Shukracharya gave this warning to Mahabali at that time. If you remember that story, we discussed this in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's one of the finest discussions there. Very, very instructive. And there, Shukracharya says to Mahabali that if you do not take care of yourself, the possibility is that tonight you won't have a place to stay, nor you will have any food to eat. And normally, having instructed by Shukracharya, you would have thought Mahabali would have given up the idea of giving the charity. No, Mahabali didn't. You have to look at Mahabali's reply there at that time to Shukracharya. What did Mahabali say to Shukracharya? Mahabali said like this. Mahabali says to Shukracharya, if you say to me that this personality who has come here as Vamana Murthy, if that's Krishna, and Krishna is asking me to give something in charity to him. Now, if I give something in charity, he has to bless me after that, isn't it? It's not that you just take the charity and get away from there. That's not the proper way of receiving charity. This is the tradition is that the rules related to charity is like this. When you accept charity, the personality who receives the charity, he has to offer his benedictions to the person who has given the charity. So Mahabali says that if he takes all this from me, then the result of that, what he has to give me back to me, that will follow me, that you won't be able to stop it. So this opportunity, normally everyone brings things and hand over to Krishna. Whether Krishna is accepting or not, we don't know. But here, Mahabali says, I've got an opportunity here. Krishna is asking me to give this. And if I don't give this to him, have I not lost the golden opportunity or offering something to Krishna? Look at Mahabali's devotee, that devotee consciousness coming from Mahabali. Mahabali says, Brahmanyanam balistvam. That completely moved Krishna at that time, seeing Mahabali's consciousness. That not one penny was kept for himself, handed over everything to Krishna and told him, you can have it, all of it. Why? Because Mahabali knew that the rules of the charity will bring the results back to him in the proper time when it is necessary. That is why Krishna has, in the Ekadasha Skandam, Krishna says about Mahabali like this, Brahmanyanam balistvam. Among all the qualities of Mahabali, Krishna liked this particular quality known as Brahmanyam. Brahmanyam means the Brahminical quality in Mahabali, that he was willing to offer everything in charity to Krishna. Not keeping one penny behind back, he handed over everything to Krishna. So from Mahabali, this lesson is there. So this is important, that Mṛga also has given charity. And the Brahmanas knew that when you accept charity, something will go back to the person who has given in charity. And this is how your pious credit builds up from this, isn't it? So you are given in charity, so much charity to the Brahmanas, Mṛga has to go to the higher planets. He has to enjoy there. And that's what Mṛga wanted. He wanted to go and enjoy in the higher planetary systems by performing charity. Just like people perform sacrifices. Why? Some of them want to go and enjoy in the heavenly planets. Krishna has explained that in the Bhagavad Gita also, that when the pious activities are finished, you can come back to this earthly planet again. And Mṛga was also of that nature. So here, what did Mṛga do? Mṛga handed over and started offering more and more to the Brahmanas. Brahmana said, no, already I have taken something in charity from you, for which I have already handed over to you some of my credit, what I had in my spiritual penance, austerities and penances, what I have done. So that Brahmana was not agreeable for that. I don't do business, Brahmana said. You have given me in charity, I have taken what I wanted. I don't want to accept anymore. The other Brahmana also took the same position. So neither of the Brahmana would compromise on this issue, and Mṛga was in trouble. That's what he is saying to Krishna here. That Purvam Tvam Ashubham Bhongshe Udaho Nrupade Shubham. That prior to that, verse 21, Naham Pradikshe Vairajan Nityuktva Swam Abhakramal Nanyal Gavam Apiyam Ichhami Tyabaro Yayav Erasmin Nandare Amir Duder Nido Yamakshayam Yamena Prishnastatraham Deva Deva Jagalpade. That Deva Deva Lokanatha, addressing Krishna, he says that although I was not meant to suffer, because I have done this sinful activity, I had to come into this condition of this lizard body. I had to accept this because when I was Yama's representatives came over to me and they wanted to take me to the Yama's world for judgment. But Yama asked me one question: Purvam tvam ashubham bhungshe udaho nrupade eshubham nandam danasya dharmasya pashye logasya bhaswadam. That Yama asked me, do you want to suffer the pious activities or the sinful activities first? This was put to me. And Purvam deva ashubham bhuncha idi prahapade disa tavaddadrakshamalpanam krikalasam padan prabhavam. So I accepted because I knew I had so much pious activities to my credit, but the sinful active reactions are very little. So I was willing to accept this first, and because that's how it is, isn't it? Suppose you are having a big feast. In the feast, so many dishes were served to you, and you like some of them, not all of them. Say some dishes you like. So what you do? You will eat all the dishes which you don't like first, and then you will eat. I'm not saying everybody does that. Some people will only eat what they want. Some people eat those dishes whom they don't like first, and then eat the other dishes which they want to enjoy better. So here, our Nriga also took the same approach. He said, I will suffer all my sinful reactions first, and then I'll go and have a good time in the heavenly planets. This was Nriga's approach. So Nriga says that to Yamasarmaraja like this. Purvam deva ashubham bhunjam iri prahapade edisa tavadadrasham atmanam krigalasam padan prabho brahmanyasya vadanyasya tavadasasya keshava smirdanadhyabhi vidhvasam bhaval sandarshana arthinam. Then Krishna is addressing Krishna. He says that my memory of my previous lifetime I still haven't lost. Even after coming to this lizard's body, I haven't lost it. That I still remembered that. Satvam kadham mama vibhokshivadapare alma yogeshwari shudidrisham alahuddi bhavyam sakshal adhokshaja urivyasana andhabuddhe syanmenu drisha ihayasya bhavabhavargam. Now that I had the opportunity to see you, Nriga Maharaj says to King Nriga, says to Krishna, I have the opportunity to see you. I have been released from this condition, and many times that even the Upanishads are glorifying your position, that although I have taken this body, I have not completely lost my memory of you, and I am completely surprised that I got an opportunity to see you. Deva Deva Jagannatha Govinda Purushottama Narayana Krishigesha Punyashloga Achyuta Avyaya Anujani Himam Krishna Yandam Devagadim Prabho Yatra Kwabi Sadaschedo Bhuyanme Twalpada Aspadam. In different ways, Achyuta Krishna Jagannatha, different ways, he has addressed due to the intense devotion what Nriga felt in his heart at that time. He told Krishna to instruct him what he should do. And please instruct me, he says to Krishna. Namaste sarvabhavaya brahmane anandashaktaye krishnaya vasudevaya yoganam padaye namam. That at the end, paying his obeisances to Krishna again. Ityektvadam varikramya padaus prishtvasvam avliyam anityado vimanagriyam aruhal pashyadam nranam. Saying this, he circumambulated Krishna, paid his complete obeisances once again, and everyone was looking. He got into the special plane and traveled to the heavenly planets. Krishna parijanam braha bhagavan devaki suda brahmanya devo dharmaatma rajanyan anishikshayan. That this particular pastime had a special instructions, because that Krishna is a, Krishna glorifies the brahmana. He is a devotee of brahmana, brahmana bhakta. He says brahmanya devo dharmaatma rajanyan anishikshayan. So using this opportunity, Krishna decided to reveal his mind to those who are present there. Durjaram bada brahmaswam buktam agne armana gavi teji yaso bikimidam rajnyam ishwaramaninam. That that Krishna says here that even if you have accumulated a lot of spiritual strength by your austerities and penances, you must not take any wealth from a brahmana. That was the instruction Krishna has given. That if that is the case, ordinary people even should not do that. What to talk about a king, Krishna says. Then brahmaswam. Brahmaswam means the wealth of the brahmana. And devaswam means the wealth of the temple. So these two things, brahmaswam and devaswam, Krishna says, are not to be touched by anyone. Naham hala halam manye visham yasya pratikriya brahmaswam hi visham proktam nasya prativithir bhuvim. Krishna says, even halahalam, a very powerful poison which has come during the time of churning the milk ocean, even that is not as poisonous as this, Krishna says, because even that poison you can get rid of. But if you start stealing the wealth of a brahmana, Krishna says here, that has to be avoided under all circumstances. Hi nasti vishamartharam panirat viprasham yadi kulam samulam dahadi brahma swarani pavagaham. That it is such a powerful poison, Krishna says, that will destroy the whole many, many generations after that. There is plenty of history to prove this also. Don't think that Krishna has just spoken something and gone. If you go back to the history, you will find in many, many places where the brahmanas' wealth were taken away, that has come back to those people who have done that. Many, many generations have completely destroyed by their activity. Brahmaswam duranityadam buktam handitribhurusham prasahyadubalal buktam dashaburvan dashabaran. Then one who tries to take away the wealth of a brahmana and try to enjoy that wealth, he is going to suffer at least many, many
Dashapurva and Dashabaran, at least 10 generations before and after, will not find any direction. He will fall into the hellish conditions.
Rajano Rajalakshmiandham Atmavadam Vijakshade Nereyam Yevimanyande Brahmasam Sadhubalishaha.
That one, even the kings who form engaged in such activities, they will get this disease called Rajalakshmi. That will approach them. I think it is TB, what they are referring to. And Brahmasam, one who has stolen the wealth of the Brahmanas, and their ultimate destination, I don't want to say, Krishna says, that Grihnandi Yavada Pamsam Kandadama Shubindava Vipranam Khadavurtinam Padanyanam Kudumbinam. That after saying all these things, Krishna says that a Brahmana's livelihood is very limited. He has to make a small living by teaching others, Adhyayanam and Yajanam. That is his livelihood. And they are struggling very hard. They are so austere in their life. And you must not allow them to cry in this world to survive.
Rajanam Rajagulyascha Tavadobna Nirangushaha Kumbhi Vayeshu Bachyande Brahmadaya Abhaharinaha.
So you can see why Krishna loves the Brahmanas. Krishna's love for the Brahmanas is purely due to their austerities and simplicity and the purity in them. And that touches Krishna's heart. Krishna says there, whether it is a king or his royal family, doesn't matter. Whoever takes the wealth of Brahmana has to go to Kumbhivagam. That is the hellish planets they will end up.
Sodattam Bharadattam Brahmavurtim Hare Echayam Swashti Varsha Sahasrani Vishtayam Jayade Ekrami.
And then Krishna also says that such a person who is stealing Brahmana's wealth, he was 60,000 years, he will stay as a worm in the stool.
Name Brahmadanam Bhuyal Yad Gridva Alpayisho Nara Parajidashudara Jal Bhavandidva Ejinohayam.
That after saying all these things, that one should not steal the wealth of a Brahmana, Krishna says that, Krishna also says himself that let me not have the desire to take anything from a Brahmana. That is how much Krishna has always maintained the position of a Brahmana in the society. These Brahmanas, what Krishna is referring to, are the ideal Brahmanas who had performed executed the Brahminical culture. It's like we were discussing it. Varnashrama dharma survives in this world due to the presence of the Brahmana. When the Brahmana element is gone or the head is gone, then there is no more left with anything. Everything else is just a battle. It doesn't bring anything good to the society. So that element in the society, Brahmana, and that consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Brahmana's consciousness, Krishna admires that. In several instances, Mahabharata also you will find that there is no instance where when Sudama came to see Krishna in Dwaraka, how Krishna received Sudama. Although Sudama was penniless, nothing, Krishna washed his feet and took the water, Charanamadam, and sprinkled on his own head and asked all the other queens who are present there to do the same with Sudama. So that is how Krishna's Brahmana Bhakti, the devotion to Brahmana. So that never changes. And through this pastime of Nraga, Krishna wanted to say to the world how dangerous it is to take away the wealth of a Brahmana. Because Brahmanas have only one, their means of livelihood is very little. They do not have an intention to accumulate wealth. They have been given the very minimum to maintain their material body. That is all they are asking for from the society. And in return, what a Brahmana gives to the society is never given by anybody else. Because the recitation of the Vedas, chanting the Vedic mantras, which purifies their life, is for the benefit of the whole human society. Not only human society, for the whole, all the living entities. That is how Brahmanas maintain the material world, by their austerities, penances, truthfulness, and all the other great qualities they have exhibited in their life. That controls the consciousness of so many others. Everyone in this world may not be able to maintain all these high principles in life. But if at least some percentage of the human society maintains such values in life, that becomes a torchlight for others also to look up to. You see, by dividing the society in Varnashramam, that is the benefit. That those who are not unable to maintain that standard, they also get driven or moved by the qualities of the Brahmanam. That is why Brahminical qualities are always upheld by Krishna. And Krishna knew that as long as the Brahmanas are there, the Varnashrama Dharma will look after the people itself. But otherwise, once Brahminical element has gone, then the society situation is better not to discuss anymore after that.
which is the best example is the modern world itself, what goes on here. And any person who has understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam will accept this point, how important it is to have this division and how important it is to have that Brahminical element in the society.
നമ ബ്രഹ്മധനം ഭൂയാൽ യദ്ഗൃഹാൽ അല്പായുഷോ നര പരാജിതാശ്ചുരാജൽ ഭവന്തി ജേജിനോഹയാം വിപ്രം കൃതാക സമവിനയോ ദൃഹ്യതമാമകം ബഹുശബന്ധം നമസ്കൃതം നിത്യശാം ദാറ്റ് യു ഷുഡ് നെവർ ഗിവ് പെയിൻ ടു എനി ബ്രാഹ്മണ അറ്റ് എനി ടൈം ഈവൻ ഇഫ് എ ബ്രാഹ്മണ ഗിവ് യു ട്രബിൾ യു ഷുഡ് സ്റ്റിൽ ടോളറേറ്റ് ഇറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് നോർമലി ബ്രാഹ്മണസ് ഡോണ്ട് ഗിവ് ട്രബിൾ ടു അതേഴ്സ് ബട്ട് കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ഹിയർ ഈവൻ ഇഫ് ഹി ഡസ് ദാറ്റ് യു ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് റിയാക്ട് ടു ദാറ്റ് യഥാഹം പ്രണമേ വിപ്രോ അനുകാലം സമാഹിത തഥാ നമദയൂയം ച യോന്യതോ മേ സ ദണ്ഡഭാഗ് ദാറ്റ് ഹൗ മച്ച് കൃഷ്ണ ബൈ ഹിസ് ഓൺ ലൈഫ് ഹി വാസ് ഷോയിങ് ടു അസ് ദാറ്റ് ഹൗ റെസ്പെക്ട്ഫുൾ വൺ ഷുഡ് ലിവ് ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ് ബീങ് റെസ്പെക്ട്ഫുൾ ടു ദ ബ്രാഹ്മണസ് ആൻഡ് ഹി പേസ് ഹിസ് ഒബേസാൻസസ് ടു ദം ആൻഡ് ആസ്ക് എവറി വൺ ടു പേ ദർ ഒബേസാൻസസ് ടു ബ്രാഹ്മണ ബ്രാഹ്മണാർത്ഥോ ഹ്യപൃതോ ഹർത്താരം പാലയത്യഥ അജാനന്ദം വിഹ്യം മൃഗം ബ്രാഹ്മണ ഗൗരിവം ദാറ്റ് The Nirga, King Nirga, although he has performed so much austerities, he had to take the body of a lizard for a small mistake what he has committed. Evam Vishravya Bhagavan Mukundo Dwara Gaugasa Pavana Sarvaloganam Vivesha Nijavandiram. After this Nirga's pastime, Krishna had spoken about it to the people of Dwaraka who are present there. And Krishna went back to the palace from there. Srimad Bhagavate Mahabharane Dashamaskande Uttarardhe Nrugobakhyanam Nama Chatushashtitamo Adhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda. There is only one very important message in this Nruga story. I will just finish that also and then we can leave. So you see, in the modern lifestyle, we are not very conscious while we deal with this world. When many instances, people have this understanding that somehow or the other, if take away somebody else's wealth, especially not only Brahmana, anyone's wealth for that matter, how that will come back to you in another lifetime, or you may have to accept another body in order to, and nobody is exempted from that. The ways of laws of karma are so stringent that will follow you. By different methods, if one tries to exploit the other people and take away from them their wealth, by devious methods or processes, that will come back to them at some time, either in this life, or they may have to accept another body, they will stand as an obstacle in their own life. Take for example Nriga's case. Nriga has not done such a serious thing, if you look at it. By taking that other Brahmana's cow, he did not enjoy it. It was only a mistake he made. He took it in what was given in charity. Unknowingly he took it and handed over in charity to somebody else. That's all he has done. He has not even taken it and enjoyed that material, enjoyed that cow or the benefit from the cow by taking it away from that person. He didn't do that. All he has done is he has taken the cow from that by mistake and handed over to somebody else. If for such a small offense, if he had to accept another birth as a lizard and stay in the well for so long and suffer there because of that, can you imagine what kind of reaction has to be there for those who exploit others to live in this world? You can only think yourself what will happen. That when you say all these things, people find it's all not very important. If I am clever, I made money in my life by clever means, I am so clever, this is what is driving them. But this cleverness won't last long. Krishna is smiling there, standing there, seeing our cleverness here. So that is what one has to be fearful about. And this is why Krishna has taken a few verses in the Bhagavatam to explain this point very explicitly. And he put forward very strongly to those who were present there at that time. And through that, Sudeva Goswami also, while mentioning to Harishit Maharaj. I'll stop there. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
ഭഗവതം കഥ ജല്യാ കഥ ಅಂದೇ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ ಮಾಡಿ.